popping. You're looking live at the DealsTheD.com studios with Mark, Trudy, Joey, Jay, and me. And we're going to be on Facebook in a minute. Live on Facebook. So let me get some business out of the way. What are we talking about today? You know what today is, by the way?
No.
The day the world changed.
Oh.
Everything in the world changed today, 53 years ago.
Okay. Really, you're going to have to do better than that.
Mark knows because he's heard me talk about it so many times.
Yeah.
Beatles on Ed Sullivan.
Oh, yeah.
That's not the whole show, but
definitely.
Just saying.
I saw that today, and I was like, Drew's going to tell me that tonight.
Yes, I am going to tell you that tonight. That's right. But I'm going to tell you more than that. I'm going to tell you about all the people who say their life changed when they saw the Beatles and Ed Sullivan. There's a list this long.
I
feel like my life is, because I talk about the Beatles all the time.
I can remember the living room, what it looks like, the couch, the whole thing where,
that's funny.
That Zenith TV.
Your brother is older, younger?
Younger, 5 years.
Younger?
Yeah.
Okay. I think he's like 20 years younger than you. I've left him at the age when I met him, which was a long time ago.
Yeah, you do that with a lot of...
Weird, I do, yeah. Joey's 17
Nine.
Now? 19? 11? Oh, boy.
27.
I know.
27.
Fuck.
I know. No, I don't like telling people that.
I know.
Because they get freaked out.
Just start shaving years off his life, and
that's
less offensive than taking years off your own life.
True.
You can just say, I forgot. I'm my kid.
Oh, yeah.
What do I know? If you're looking for the best deals on your new ride, check out our friends at Zot, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, and DealsInTheD.com. DealsInTheD.com is where you'll find thousands of vehicles listed with the very best prices in the D. And during truck month, they've got the Ram 1500 Crew Cab 4x4 for $169 a month. Yes, that's $169. Or if trucks aren't your thing, lease a loaded Jeep Compass for $109 a month. I can't believe how many cars you get for around $100. What is this? It's crazy. So when you're ready for your new ride, check out our friends at DealsInTheD.com.
And I bet they have the new Expedition coming up, too, because they just revealed that they're going to make another one now.
Oh, it's Zot?
It's Zot.
Yeah,
so
surely
Ford
they do.
Expedition.
And they have that wonderful waiting room, too.
Mm-hmm.
Massage chairs. And
oh.
It's a waiting room I wouldn't mind waiting in, as opposed to most, with burned coffee and crappy furniture.
Right, and old magazines.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it like they can't get the new subscription? What is this?
I don't even have magazines. Everyone has their phone.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Last time anybody looked at a magazine in a waiting room.
Yeah, better entertainment than your phone?
Yeah.
What are you waiting for? It's the most common question asked at Dr. Roche's office. Stop putting off improving you. He give you a look you've always wanted, whether it's new boobs, butt lifts, Diva laser, liposuction. We're learning a lot about the Diva laser, by the way.
Stem
cells shot in there. Oh, boy. There's some women who weren't having too much fun who are having lots of fun now.
Party.
Facial surgery, Botox, tattoo removal, all that stuff. Botox, fillers, all the facial stuff. Experience matters, too. Greg Rush has over 30 years of experience doing the latest surgical and non-surgical stuff in his Bloomfield Hills suite. So call and ask about new boobs through February the 14th, Valentine's Day, $5,050 for the saline implants. Dr. Roche have done more of these breast augmentations than anyone in the Midwest. Knows what he's doing, so call 248-338-1110 and get a consult. See how easy it is to bring out your very best features. Call 248-338-1110 or visit droche.com.
Big kitties.
That's a new drop.
Hottest sales staffs between Deals in the D and Dr. Roche, they're not lying.
That's true. I haven't been around Zot enough to really examine the sales.
Stacy's attractive. She's the one that sold me my car.
I'll show you some pictures later.
Yeah. Oh, they have pictures online?
Well, they're becoming friends of the podcast now. So.
They were wearing their Drew and Mike t-shirts the other day that I gave them for Christmas.
Sweet.
Oh, don't wear that out.
You gave
again.
It to them?
Yeah,
cool. Greg is always, it's just a coincidence, cute girls just seem to apply there. I don't know what the deal is. You have to have attractive women, though, in a cosmetic surgery office.
Right, but they're also extremely capable. That's Amanda.
He should have before pictures of and just find less attractive women that aren't them and just pretend that he did all the work to make them as attractive as they are now.
Well, I always suspect that after hours, they're going crazy with the lasers and stuff.
Well, but, you got to try your product.
But they always claim that, we're so bad, I just want to go home. So I don't know what the truth is. I do know that Greg did BBL.
Yeah, I know.
So I know he likes BBL, which is the facial thing, and yeah. It is good.
I asked him about that the other day, and he thought I had asked him whether he had given himself a butt lift. I know. Did you? Could you do that?
And HGH. I think somebody in the office is taking HGH. I think two people might be.
All right. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Well, they're looking youthful. They are.
Well, you're not as creaky as you would be ordinarily.
Hey, why can't everybody just take HGH?
It should.
Why isn't it just sold over the counter?
Because it's not free.
Should.
Costs. It's an extravagance, put it that way.
Yeah, but sell it over the counter.
Well, it'd be nice.
Yeah.
Why do you need a script for it?
I'm not sure.
Is it in low supply, maybe? Or
I think there's certainly issues with how much you can pump into your body every day.
Yeah. People would be going crazy.
Yeah, people would go nuts without a doctor watching over them.
Buff themselves out.
That could get ridiculous.
Yeah, it could get.
Okay, are we live on Facebook yet?
We're live.
All right. And should I get this on my pad so I can see the questions? Are we going to answer questions? Or do you want us to just roll, Joe? What do you want us to do?
You know, when the good questions start coming in,
show meeting.
Jot them down or send them to you.
Okay.
Now that I think about it, you might not be able to see.
I love show meetings. I have it up. I can ask you.
Oh,
or
cool.
Joe. Yeah, or Joe. You can.
Okay, that's cool.
I like to watch myself. So. I love how I look on camera.
Yeah, I know. That is a bummer. I hate that. You know what I do sometimes? This never happened to me before. I hit the device on my phone that makes the camera come on. All of a sudden, it's like my face 3 inches away. I go,
It's the worst.
It was like if you've been laying down and your face has a pillow crease and your hair's all over.
I hate that.
Do you guys ever FaceTime or Skype somebody?
No.
I never do. Ever. Yeah. Never.
I do because, you know, the kid, the grandparents,
sure, yeah.
You know, like,
sure.
Everybody wants to see her. Cool. Well, why, I don't know. But you end up just focusing on what you're filming and not the other person. So it's kind of pointless, right?
Yeah.
I think so. Why am I doing this? I'm just focusing on how, you know, the girl or I look on the screen. The girl, Charlotte.
Girl. One time I did it, my family was so bad at it, they kept dropping out and you had to call them back. And it was,
God.
Forget it.
Are you having a technical issue, Joe?
I can't hear anything through these headphones right now.
Oh, really?
So that's kind of what I use as the microphone.
They can hear us,
right? Can't you
plug
it into your phone? Doesn't it have
nothing through headphones.
1 millimeter. Jack?
Oh, whatever. Somebody wants to...
Is the jack not on?
We'll get it figured out.
Okay.
Somebody wants to light kiss Trudy.
Yeah.
How flattering.
Do they have a picture? Can I see it? How hot
are
they?
Yeah, you can see them. Oh, good response, Trudy.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Who wants to light kiss Trudy?
Operator error. I can't get it up now.
Oh, Mark, you can't get it up? Oh, no. Coughing attack.
Who's this light kissing creep?
It's going to happen a lot. I don't know.
He can actually kiss you with his butthole.
I'll have to find it. I'm sorry.
Mark.
You made me laugh.
What a tease.
I have a possibility going on.
You want to kiss me?
Are you into light kissing? Is that what it is?
Light and, you know.
Well, why waste your time?
Oh, you can do a little light, a little hard.
Boring.
Hard kissing isn't that great, though, if somebody's hard kissing.
Oh, here he is. His name is Christopher. Oh, Christopher. He uses Ed O'Neill as his avatar.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like Ed O'Neill.
Ed O'Neill's cool. I think I like this
Ed O'Neill. He wants to...
Would I light kiss Ed O'Neill, though?
Yeah, totally.
Jesus Christ.
He's got a lot of money.
Yeah, he does. Man. Would you imagine he would be as successful in a second round of television?
Never. No. I thought that he was made to order for role number one, and that was it.
Yeah.
He'd be forever typecast. But
He's very versatile in that show. He's funny.
He's funny in a couple movies, too.
Yeah.
I like him. He's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
You know, I was going to mention... Just out the door today was I looked up the Brian Banks information yesterday. I don't know if you heard the podcast.
Yes.
Got a little over-interested in the oral sex thing because it came up again.
Really?
You know, the assistant that claimed he gave him oral sex, Brian Banks.
Oh, okay.
And he complied because he figured, well, it'll just go after he blows me. You know, that'll be the end of it. Won't have to deal with this harassment anymore.
Huh.
But that was not the case. So I just wondered if there was, I don't know, when somebody agrees to give in to oral sex with a dude... I always wonder. Well,
that's a boundary issue that is.
That's pretty major.
Yeah, that is huge.
It doesn't seem like many guys would give into that.
I know.
Wait, Banks isn't he? Well, he's not gay, but isn't the other guy? Isn't his last name Cotton? Isn't he gay?
I don't know. I wasn't sure.
Is that a gay last name? Well,
Brian Banks, I assume he's gay if he wants to have oral sex with his assistant.
Well, I must say that I pitched a tent.
I assume the assistant was because he threw risque parties, but also...
Oh, that's right. I forgot
also,
about that.
Remember, Charles Pugh's the one that hooked him up, so he knew Pugh.
Well, I don't want to make him gay by association. No, the fact that he complied makes him seem kind of gay, but I don't even care if he's gay. I don't know if he's gay. I mean, these are all allegations. But what I was more interested in was not only did they, was there any further description of the thing, but how much did the taxpayers pay to make that go away? Because when ML said that the taxpayers paid the lawsuit, I was like, why would the taxpayers pay? That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And in fact, they were in a hotel. Because they didn't want to drive back to Detroit, or Banks didn't want to drive back, so it was too late. Uh-huh. I don't believe that, though. I think he just wanted to get a room with this dude.
Immediately.
The state of Michigan paid the assistant Cotton $11,000, and they paid Wright Dickinson Law Firm $85,000.
Oh, God. So now I'm going to pay you, but I shouldn't.
Firm has made a lot of money.
So almost $100,000 out of taxpayers' pockets, as if Brian Banks would have ever paid anyone.
Aren't you just exhausted thinking about all the people who have just tapped money out of Detroit? Just
I know.
Bled it dry.
Well, in this case, it's the state of Michigan, but just in general, just how, what the fuck? How, I don't even know. If somebody sued me, I don't want somebody else paying for it. If it's, to think of, it's just so easy to dump it on the taxpayers.
Yeah.
And as ML said, the House Speaker decided that it was easier. Well, it's always easier when it's somebody else's money, I guess.
Yeah.
To just be done with it and make it go away.
Well didn't ML say that you sue both? Really?
Yes.
And so that's why there was the settlement.
But why didn't Brian Banks pay anything? It's kind of interesting, isn't it?
Doesn't have any money.
No, I know.
He lies on loan applications.
But while I was looking all this up, any questions? By the way,
someone wants to know if we specifically changed for the podcast job.
What?
We change clothes?
Yeah, like change clothes.
I don't.
Oh.
No. No, I mean...
I put on my shirt before I came because I had leggings on.
Oh.
What's wrong with leggings?
Yeah.
It's sometimes not appropriate. I don't know.
What?
Put your clothes back on, my dear.
Sometimes
Yeah, there's such high standards.
Well, you're a female, though. You're more inclined to be concerned about your appearance.
Yeah, yes.
You should be. That's okay.
Yeah.
No crime. Anyway, I looked up Brian Banks and Brian Banks' legal case or deposition, whatever you told me to look up, and I bumped into the wrong Brian Banks. You know the guy in California who played for Cal Poly High School?
Yeah.
Who got, this guy was a junior. He had a scholarship to play football at USC, and he bumped into this girl in the hall who knew from middle school, and she's kind of cute, I guess. And so he dragged her away to a stairwell where they made out for an hour and fooled around a little bit.
Jesus.
No light kissing there.
No light kissing. Anyway, she went back to her class. The teacher's like, where have you been? You've been gone for an hour. And so she ended up telling her classmate, she wrote a note to her classmate that she was just raped by this Brian Banks guy, not our Brian Banks. That would have been extremely unlikely choice if he were to do something like that. Not that he ever would. Not saying that. But anyway, so he was accused of rape. He was charged with two counts. He was arrested that night. Charged with kidnapping and sodomy and so on. And anyway, he got 5 years. He had a 41-year sentence possibility, and he pleaded no contest and got 5 years. So he gets out. He loses his scholarship. He doesn't go to college. All that stuff is gone. And he's out of prison for like 4 years, and one day he notices on Facebook that the girl he raped, quote unquote, is friending him.
I think I remember this story.
And he's like, why is she friending me? And so he responded by saying, could we meet and talk? And she said, sure. So he meets her. He calls the Innocence Project, who sets up cameras, and everything is taped. And she apologizes and says, I know, we were just fooling around, but I was afraid to tell my mom I was sexually active. She was 15.
Great. So ruined someone's life.
Yeah. So she wrecks his life. So he's like, well, would you mind, clearing my name? I'd like to get this off my record. I spent 5 years in prison. And she said, well, the only thing is, my family won a lawsuit against the school and we got $750,000. So, I think I better check into that. And so it's all on tape. So anyway, she's cooked. She and her family won $1.5 million from the school for providing poor security.
Oh, wow.
And, of course, their lifestyle went, woo! You know, anyway, she was then, not only was his record cleared, she was sued for $2.6 million by the school.
Yeah.
For the money back.
Oh.
And punitive damages, bitch. That's right.
I'm sure they won, right?
They won. Yeah. $2.6 million.
Pretty simple.
Wow. Yeah.
And she hasn't paid a dime.
She probably doesn't have any money, right?
Probably not. Well, they had $750,000.
Oh, they blew it out of their ass.
No time. The lawyer got $750,000 too, and she testified that the lawyer, that she told him that, you know what, right before a deposition, she tells the lawyer, you know what, he didn't rape me, we're just playing around. The lawyer said, too late, just too let happen what's going to happen. It's going to happen anyway.
Too late.
He raped the trial.
He did.
God.
And I never heard what happened to the lawyer and his $750,000. So isn't that nice?
Jesus.
Any more questions?
I don't know. Joe, have you seen any?
A couple comments on saying Trudy leggings are okay.
Oh.
Of course they are.
Good to know.
Is asking how Mike Clark's doing. Surprise, surprise.
Oh. Mike Clark actually texted me yesterday, if you want to queue up another question while I'm answering this. He texted me yesterday, said he sounded good enough to talk on the show, but I didn't get the text until after the show.
Oh, that's
but
great.
What happens is, it sounds to me like his vocal cords will move for maybe an hour, and he sounds okay, and then it goes back, and so he's kind of frustrated by that, but he's excited as hell that occasionally his voice sounds better.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah.
Wow. God, I haven't heard what he has to say about anything forever.
I know. He would have plenty to say, believe me. Anything else? Anything new?
Is Jay playing online poker?
Jay?
Give us a chance to ask a question, sir.
Go ahead.
Sir, can
quiet.
You state...
Quiet.
Mr. President-elect,
go ahead.
Can you state categorically...
She's asking a question.
Mr. President-elect, can you give us a question?
Don't be rude.
You're attacking us. Can you give us a question?
Don't be rude.
Can you
no,
give
I'm not
us a question?
I'm not going to give you a question.
You're fake news. Jay, any online poker?
No, I wish.
No?
Jay never plays anything.
I thought I was going to learn something about Jay.
He does nothing but work.
A lot of drops coming in, a lot of just, hey, how you doing?
Sure, okay.
Yeah.
If you have any questions, throw them at us now.
Yeah.
Let's see Mags.
You are fake news.
Mags and Layla, there's one.
Mags and Layla.
Are they even here? I didn't even see them.
Yeah, they're upstairs. Yeah.
They didn't even bark when I came in.
I don't know what that trophy is. Stacy wants to know the trophy. What is that?
The draft battle trophy. We finally got it. We didn't win it, but we got it.
For the 105.1 draft battle.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Stacy is looking around the room with us, and that's
true.
Really
hey,
cool.
Is Stacy the one that said she is listening in the airport on American Airlines
is
or something?
Stacy Poe?
Oh.
The American Airlines thing. You saw the Jason Derulo
story. Oh, my God,
right?
Did I see it. By the way, the comments for that story on Yahoo.
Oh, really?
There were so many comments. I've never seen such universally negative comments about a person in my life as opposed to this story today about Jason. Who, first of all, most people are asking, who is he?
Well, he's an R&B singer, and this is what's funny. He first came to my awareness by the toilet bowl cleaners. They had a Jason Derulo fart song.
He did?
And I remember when that CD came in, I was like, who is Jason Derulo? Like, I didn't know any of his music. But apparently, I don't know, I guess he's been around, it's probably been about 10 years now he's been around.
He flies commercial, he can't be that big.
Well, but he spends $1.6 million a year on American Airlines.
Wow.
Ooh! Well, why do you fly private?
I don't believe that to be true. And who knows how much they're spending on
an airline.
I don't
really care what he spends. You still have to pay for your bags. I mean, the point a lot of people are making, okay, here's what happened. He arrived with, what, four other guys?
I think there were more than that. There were like nine or, yeah, whatever.
Well, anyway,
there are a bunch of people.
They had 19 bags, and the flight was taking off in 45 minutes from when they arrived. So,
19 bags.
Yeah. So to check in would have taken so long. I think it was determined that you're better off leaving one guy to check the 19 bags, and the rest of you try and get on the flight.
Yeah.
So they took off. They got on the plane, and then the guy checking the 19 bags said, "This is going to cost $4,000 because he had all the extra bags."
Right.
And he went apeshit because he's a preferred flyer, and he gets three bags on for free, but he wasn't there.
Mm.
And this guy, it looked like a guy had 18 extra bags, I guess.
Do you believe the $6,000 anyway? Because that's just what his buddy said they're charging.
No, I don't believe that because I heard somewhere else it was $3,000, and then the airline was disputing that. So I don't know what the hell happened. Anyway, the plane was already moving towards the runway. This guy went so apeshit in the plane over the couple thousand or 3,000 or however much money it was, he got the plane turned around and the plane went back to the went back to the airport.
The terminal?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't think it was that far out, to tell you the truth.
It had left. It had left the.
It had left the bridge, but right. But I don't know how far.
Oh yeah, I don't know if it was on. I don't know if it was like just about to take off.
Yeah,
but it was. It had left. I've never seen a plane go back. I've never ever seen. He must have really raised a stink, because anyway, when the plane did get reconnected and let him out, the pilot I guess chewed him out like, you know, this is bullshit and you know whatever, because. Probably because he was late and because you don't change your mind.
Yeah, no.
Once you're on the plane, that's kind of crap.
You're going.
So his thing was, the pilot was talking down to me, and then there were 15 cops waiting for him.
Did you hear him explaining it, though, and talking about it?
Who, Jason Derulo?
Yeah.
He said that the pilot was talking down to him, I think.
Yeah, but did you hear, he quoted it.
What did he say?
So TMZ talked to him, and he claims the pilot's like, I want these motherfuckers off my plane, which I don't know if that's really true. And then the other time when he was doing it himself, he's like, I want these guys off my fucking plane. So I just don't believe that he cursed at him.
He said there were 15 cops waiting for him when he came off the plane.
Right on.
Yeah, and he was very embarrassed.
Does not surprise me, by the way. When you fuck with a plane,
yeah,
you're going to have 15 cops.
There should be.
If you spend
how black you are or white you are, what?
If you spend $1.6 million flying on American Airlines, is $6,000 really that much to you?
Well, that's the other thing I don't understand.
Why don't you just pay it?
And he can write it off because it's part of his business.
And then take care of it later. Yeah, that's right. True.
Traveling.
The whole thing is so stupid. Well, that's what so many people have commented and said. If you're such a big shot, then what's a couple grand? Why are you so upset about a couple grand? Why get to the airport 45 minutes before your flight and then making a big stink? It just all smacked of a big-time star. It's not really that big-time.
Yeah.
And screaming racism, too, that really pissed.
Well, once again,
off.
He contradicts himself there because he admits he wasn't arrested because he's famous.
All the airline people connected with it said there was nothing about race that ever entered into it. Nothing in the conversation. Nothing about who he was. He was late. The guy had 19 bags. They charged for the bags. That's all there is to it. I don't know what he seemed to think that because he's a preferred customer that they would just blow off the bags.
No, that's how they make their money. That's their bread and butter, bag fees.
I guess it is how they make their money because they've been making money ever since they've been doing that.
Do you want to hear from this ass?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Why not? Keep popping me up, Jay. Oh, you got to watch an ad first, though, of course.
Can I get a text?
Somebody's sponsoring Jason Derulo's Freak Out.
Yes. How does somebody sponsor that so fast?
It doesn't matter what video they put up. They're being sponsored.
Some agency called and said, I want to sponsor Jason Derulo.
They thought it was 19 bags attributed to one person.
They didn't think nothing.
That's what they said.
Don't let these PRs tell you anything. Because we can call right now and they'll tell you the policy.
They were probably playing politics saying, okay, well, he's the only one on this flight. We got to charge you for all this luggage.
But the point was that they said they would take care of it.
Yes.
You not understand. This is concierge key.
And by taking care of it,
this is somebody who is spending $1.3 million on your airlines.
Oh, get off it.
Every single year.
Yeah. You don't know how much you're spending every year.
This is not Joe Schmo. You know what I'm saying? This is not that situation.
Yeah.
I'm not asking for anything extra. I never want anything extra. I only ask for what I pay for. Before we leave, the pilot gets on the system and says to the whole plane that a lot of you are going to be missing your connections because there are certain passengers that we have issues with.
Gotcha. He has to explain why they're going back to the gate.
Throwing you under the bus. Under the plane.
So we start getting cursed at by like random people. When I get on the jet bridge, the pilot says, I want these motherfuckers off my plane right now. I said, listen to me, sir. You're not going to talk to me. You're not going to talk down to me. I'm not your son. You're not going to do that.
What?
And then one of the American Airlines representatives steps in and he's like, that's the captain. I said, I don't give a fuck who that is. You're not going to talk down to me just because you're a captain of a plane. I'm a man. We get out.
Get
your own captain.
No, you're a fucking loser, man.
Pay your baggage fee then.
Officers waiting on us, which is obviously embarrassing. Being that I'm a public figure, obviously.
Yeah.
When we're getting, I don't know who the fuck you are.
Get off my jet bridge. All of this, like everybody is. Yeah.
And I'm sure you were calm.
As soon as they find out who I am, everybody relaxes.
What?
That's not okay.
You want a public apology from the airline?
Oh no! Those people shouldn't be working at American Airlines. Those people should not have a job.
So you're fired. We'll see about that.
The pilot head needs to roll. That it was unacceptable what he did.
And he was rude.
And two times he told the entire plane.
Yeah, he had explained to him
about personal matters that could have caused fights. If we weren't.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Is he still talking?
There's so many things.
The guy standing next to him, who's with him, is
who is that?
I think in his head he's going, "Drew's full of shit, man. None of this happened."
So he thinks people should be kissing his ass as he's causing a plane full of people to possibly miss their connections or be late. And I mean, it's not a small deal to turn a plane around. I'm kind of surprised he did it.
Yeah, it's not like you turn a car around. It's complicated. Well, no.
He must have been that big of an ass.
Yeah.
That the pilot wanted him off.
And besides that, a pilot can talk to you that way because you can't fly.
Yeah, exactly.
Learn to fly.
Airplane.
You don't like it. Rules. Learn to fly your own plane.
Do you want to hear the toilet
bowl cleaner
song?
Yeah, sure.
This is Jason
Derulo. A little different.
I hope they did talk to him that way, actually. I hope they did talk down to him. He should have been talked down to.
Before he sings his songs, he sings his name for everybody in the world to hear. And I bet he does the same before letting some poop fall out of his rear. He says, Jason Derulo's about to do a little poo, yo.
How many views on that since this incident?
Only 84 total, so.
Wow.
That he is Jason Derulo. He wants everybody to know that he is Jason Derulo. He says Jason Derulo's about to do a little poo, yo. In the men's room before he goes into the stall and lets his poop just to fall. If there's another guy washing his hands over there, he wants that guy to be aware. So he says, Jason Derulo's about to do a little poo, yo. He wants everybody to know that he is Jason Derulo.
This might be one of their better songs.
So,
not bad.
He is Jason Derulo. He says Jason Derulo.
I don't know who he is. I still don't know who he is. I just looked him up.
A singer, R&B singer.
I don't know any of these songs.
You might know one of them because you heard it on the radio. That's
maybe I would.
I couldn't pick him out of a crowd of one.
The fact that he's flying commercial just, to me, lowers him in my estimation in terms of being a big star.
Yeah, no, he's not that special.
Don't all the big stars fly private planes? I guess maybe that's a little dramatic.
Yeah, well.
I mean, Johnny Depp.
Really, really
big. I would expect to.
Stars.
Yeah, okay. So he's not that big a star. Whoa. 1.3 million would mean he spends $4,000 a day on American Airlines.
What's his celebrity net worth if he's on
Jay.
Some list anywhere?
Oh, there's my phone.
He's had number one hits.
Number one on which charts?
Billboard.
Billboard, like pop top, American top?
Hot 100.
Hot 100? Okay, that's pretty big.
He had a number three, what, number four, number five.
10 million?
Celebrity net worth is 10 million. I don't call that a big star. I'd say he could be a big star.
He can afford $6,000 to take his 19 bags somewhere, though.
Well, yeah, if he's worth $10 million, he could afford the few thousand bucks. He sounds like a cheap big star if he's a big star.
Only two times platinum. Let's settle down.
Okay.
Wait, two times platinum?
Yeah, total, all his albums.
Oh, not a big star. He sold 2 million records all together?
Yeah, worldwide.
When people find out it's Jason Derulo, they then calm down. So.
Yeah, what?
I don't know.
Whatever. He was pissy about something. Boo-hoo.
What a dick. Stupid. All right.
I'm mad at Donald Trump for being mad at Nordstrom.
Wait, how do you feel about that?
I'm mad at him for
being mad at him because you like Nordstrom.
I'm mad at I love Nordstrom. I don't want them in any way sucked into some controversy that people will boycott then.
I'm very intrigued by this because I think it's going to pit the hashtag grab your wallet people who are putting pressure on Macy's to drop Ivanka Trump. And this is really, this is a bad idea. You're just going to mobilize both sides, start battling boycotts?
Yeah.
Apparently.
Maybe it'll just come out even then.
Kellyanne Conway today urged people to buy Ivanka at Nordstrom.
What is she doing?
Is really stupid. I mean, you don't want government people getting mixed up in this. The ethics of it is just really stupid.
Are people in his White House going to start sponsoring things now?
No, I don't think really, so, because she got piled on for doing that.
It really is turning into Idiocracy.
Yeah.
It's getting
we're going to have the White House sponsored by Mountain Dew or something.
No,
and I think the public is getting as dumb as Idiocracy, too.
Mm-hmm. Brondo, that's what it was. Mm-hmm. Brondo has electrolytes.
God, that movie is so funny. Yeah, what's the president's name?
Camacho.
Camacho.
I love the president.
Terry.
He's cool.
Cruz, right?
Terry Cruz, yeah. He's from Flint, man.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, anyway, she got dropped by Nordstrom. And I think their timing was way off because the president of Nordstrom had just released a memo talking about how important that the founder had immigrated to America and blah, 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 blah. So it was apparently he's very anti-Trump's immigration policy, probably very anti-Trump. And then he drops Ivanka a couple days later. So it looks like, you know, I'm doing my part.
Which is his right to do. He's a private business. He can do whatever he wants. I'm sure if it sold, don't you think if it was still selling like wildfire, they would still sell it? Would he really
if it's selling like wildfire,
yeah.
Sure,
but if it's something they can do without, I mean, even if it's selling, you know, even if it's in the middle or whatever,
yeah.
Maybe it's more important to him to get rid of it.
I just usually think businesses make business decisions for the most part.
Yeah.
Not, well, if these times are a little different. Well, you know what, though? He said that, or I don't know if he said this or somebody said that her sales went down in the fourth quarter or the second half of the year, which would seem to coincide with Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. So maybe there's something to that. I don't know.
Well, I was telling you, they were talking about how they self-describe, Ivanka Trump self-describes it as selling to millennial women in urban areas. And I don't know how strong Trump, the president's support is among millennial women.
Doesn't she mean New York and Chicago areas? And places?
Sure. Where? Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
But Nordstrom, I mean, that's a broad audience. I mean, yeah. I would not want to upset the Trump side of things, which is... I just looked it up today because I just couldn't remember how many white people support Trump. And I don't know how many people still do or if it's changed much. It probably has changed a little bit. 63% of men voted for Trump. White men. 52% of white women voted for Trump.
Really?
Is Nordstrom's, is that a racially mixed?
Yes.
Nordstrom's, yeah.
I mean, when 50-50, 80-20, I mean.
I don't know. I mean, on an average walk through that store, I see everybody, you know.
Well. The only thing that if Trump followers were to boycott Nordstrom, I would think that would be bad for Nordstrom because I don't think people on the other side, I don't think people say, I'm going to buy more to make up for the boycott.
Yeah.
I mean, I think some people might want to, or they might say, well, I'm going to support Nordstrom because that, this is terrible. They'd be boycotted by Trump people.
Do you think it's weird that he tweeted about it?
Yeah, I thought so. A
little bit.
Oh, boy.
I was telling you yesterday when he said so unfair or unfairly, which is like, well, the world's unfair, Donald. I mean, you've pretty much told everybody that.
I think he can get around that by saying it's his daughter. I think a lot of people have sympathy for somebody standing up for their daughter or her standing up for her father or whatever that is. Even if they're wrong, they'll say, well, you know, how can you not stand up for your kid?
What's interesting, though,
I'm with her.
I was watching this story and a lot of, you know how they have a lot of bots that do investing on Wall Street? They look for things and they immediately make trades and shares. They apparently monitor big movers and shakers or Twitter accounts. So Trump's one of them. So remember when he said something about, was it Boeing that makes the jets?
Yeah, for the military.
And said it's out of control.
Yeah.
They picked up those keywords and immediately started dumping shares.
Oh, wow. Really?
So then
pretty incredible.
Human traders did the same thing.
Oh, boy.
Now, that kind of happened with Nordstrom's yesterday, but retail was up for everybody, so they actually ended up by the end of the day. So it's kind of weird having a president tweet about specific businesses.
I honestly feel like Twitter just needs to go in general. I hate Twitter. I just think it's horrible.
It's
a disaster.
It's a campaign of yours.
I mean, I've laughed at stuff on Twitter every once in a while, but generally Twitter just pisses me off. I just find myself going, oh.
Yeah.
And I think people just respond too quickly in general.
Yeah.
Most people.
And then forget about it.
Yeah. Like, Nolan Finley just did an editorial on Twitter, just how he responded to somebody after a couple drinks.
Yeah.
Said he found himself getting angrier and angrier, and the next thing you know, he tweeted up a whole bunch of stuff he wished he hadn't tweeted.
Well,
although it does provide that fun game. Well, two fun games. How many times was something retweeted?
That's a ball. I agree. That's fun. I love doing that.
What other people you follow this person? Whoever it is.
Yeah, no, it isn't. The whole thing is very interesting, but generally speaking, I...
Name somebody very self-righteous. Let's check their Twitter and see if they've put anything out there and how many times it's been retweeted.
Bill O'Reilly?
Okay. He probably has a big following.
And on the other hand, Elizabeth Warren, who I don't know how she infiltrated my Twitter feed, but she did.
She did.
And boy, has she been mad since they made her sit down and shut up.
Oh, yeah.
And then she goes, we will not be silenced. But she was.
Oh, yeah.
That's
she
the
was.
Crazy thing about it. And now she's
I was reading a letter from Coretta Scott King. Scott King.
My big
written 30 years ago.
Did you see the three men then read it and none of them got censored?
No, I did not.
Yeah, the three other Democrat senators went up and read it to finish it for.
I kind of wonder if there's a little sexless thrill that went through some men in America.
Mitch McConnell.
When someone told her to
Mitch McConnell got
sit
a bone.
Down and shut
got
up.
A bone up.
I don't support it at all, but I just wonder if they.
I suspect you are very right on.
Tingle.
On
the surprising thing to that to me is that there's a rule that you can't talk bad about another senator.
Oh, bullshit.
Senators, get over yourselves.
Please.
Oh, he talked bad about a senator. Censor him.
Well, you know what is so
stupid?
You know what is so screwed up in this government is that you can't fire anybody. You can't just blow anyone out. It has to go through this incredibly ridiculous process, like the jackass in Warren. We find that he's made these tapes are him. And does anyone not think the tapes are him?
Yeah, people that live in Warren.
People that haven't heard them say it's not him.
Did you see him on the news yesterday, what he did?
Yeah, he's hired this guy's police commish, who's got six lawsuits for mistreating black suspects.
Yep.
Arrested, people have been arrested who are black.
Now, the one thing they left
out. A couple lawsuits that actually the city of Warren lost.
Yeah, you know, they didn't say in Taryn's story last night, they didn't say how those worked out, though, which I thought was kind of odd.
She said that this one lawsuit in 2003, the one they were focused on, that girl won, didn't she?
She did win, yeah.
But then there were six other ones, and she said some were dismissed and some there were settled.
She didn't win. Warren settled that one with that girl.
Well, settled means Warren lost.
Yeah.
They paid money, right? I mean, that's the way I view it.
And the tape has disappeared.
Oh, well.
But there's six more allegations, and we don't know what happened with these six.
I'm sure we'll find out.
But it's interesting that he puts out the press release on Facebook. He still won't go in front of the media.
No, and he won't. He probably never will.
So that's funny. Government people get in trouble there, and you can't ever get rid of them yet.
No, nothing
you
can do.
Private industry, you say one bad thing because it's a poor reflection. You're blown out immediately.
Although the guy that said, maybe we need another Kent State, he resigned.
True.
Really?
Yeah.
But he was probably under immense pressure, I have to believe. But why wouldn't this guy in Warren be under that kind of pressure? I don't understand why the Kent State thing.
He does a better job. Maybe
he's
that
gone.
Guy doesn't do anything.
He's mayor of the third largest city in Michigan?
No, the Kent State guy.
The state rep. Yeah. I'd rather be mayor of Warren.
Yeah, no, I know. So it's easier to. It's easier.
Oh, okay.
It's easier for him to.
It's a more local job, too, I suppose. Plus, you can say you have a record, I think, as a mayor and be more accurate than, I mean, a state rep, when they tell you how great they are, do you really believe them?
Oh, no.
Along those lines,
it's hard
though.
To prove.
Yeah, exactly.
Of being dismissed or something. The NFL reporter, Bart Hubick from The Post, did you see that story?
No.
He got blown out a while ago because he tweeted something about Trump's inauguration being similar to Pearl Harbor. So the New York Post fired him because he tweeted that. He is now suing the Post because he's like, I tweeted that on my own time. And so now there's this battle.
Well, good luck with that one, buddy.
When our reporters represent.
I think he's going to lose his ass.
Is it a separate personal Twitter account?
You know what? I don't think so. Uh-huh. I think it's all tied to
I bet he tweets work-related stuff on there.
Well, then he just needs to go work for the New York Daily News because they're the competition.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but the Post, I mean, you know.
I'm a little surprised the Post would fire somebody for that. I don't know.
Oh, well. See, whatever. People are getting fired over social media. That's ridiculous.
Oh, no.
Stop.
Aretha Franklin announces she's retiring.
Yeah.
What?
But not really.
Was she on Channel 4? Does anybody know?
Yeah, she was on with Evrod Casimé, the guy she always.
The 5 o'clock news?
You know what?
11 o'clock last night.
The clip I saw was on the 5 o'clock news yesterday. It was Karen and Devin talking about it, but the one reporter talked to her. And all I can think of is, well, what about Hank? Remember when Hank, Hank interviewed her and
called her Miss Franklin?
Yeah, so all I wanted to know was, did this guy have to call her Miss Franklin? And they
of course he did.
They never played a clip of his voice. They just played her.
Huh.
But can we find her clip? I just want to see what she said.
She said, I'm retiring.
What's she wearing there?
a lovely outfit.
Outfit? Oh, my.
You know what's funny? I'm glad you said that, Trudy, because when they rolled the tape of her talking in this interview, they use a picture that's probably 40 years old. You know, she was kind of hot in the 60s.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Thought, I thought she was
yeah.
beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Look at this.
See, there's, Jesus there's Christ. The picture they used.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Sure, there's the picture they used when she was talking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she was.
Okay, maybe 30 years ago. All right, here's the audio.
Hmm.
There better not be an ad before.
Where's she going to retire to then? I mean, doesn't she just...
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised.
Not go anywhere.
Oh!
She kind of doesn't go anywhere now, does she? Has she been touring?
Just, Johnny Rockets.
She plays. She sings once in a while, it seems like.
Nice audio, Mert.
Well, it kind of seems like she cancels.
The audio's good. We talk about
commercials in front of yours.
The big news today from the Queen of Soul. Aretha Franklin says she's retiring.
How about that? Now, lucky yeah, for us, she is releasing one more album in September before she says she's going to call it quits. Our Everett Casby talked with Aretha this afternoon, in which she revealed that Stevie Wonder would be helping her out with the new album.
What? I'm exuberant about it. I can't wait to get in the studio. And, of course, several of the songs are going to be produced by Stevie, and of course there's only one Stevie, right?
Sure.
That's a pretty power-packed partnership.
It actually doesn't sound like retirement to me.
That's all she says?
Or like you just go
that's
out with a bang.
That's the only clip they play in their story.
She's still going to make appearances a few times a year for special events.
That is not
that's retiring.
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 She's not retiring.
No, I protest.
That's fake news.
Yeah, fake retirement. I agree. That's fake news, Trudy. You're right. That's promo for her new album.
You are fake news.
Sure. Yep. That's exactly what
I knew
that is.
I knew it was bullshit. She can't. Well, she cannot be out of the public eye. She loves the attention.
If that's retiring, she's been retired for years.
Yeah, exactly.
She's not like cranking out albums every year.
Or barnstorming across the United States. She does whatever she wants. And you know what? She'll be able to do that for years, too. She's a good musician and a singer. And
yeah, she is. You know. She's a great... I mean, she's her voice sounds fine.
Yeah.
But, she's a diva.
She's worth $60
million. Oh.
God, she should be worth more than that. But she probably blows it out her ass.
Well, she doesn't pay it away. She doesn't pay bills.
Yeah,
she doesn't pay bills. That's true. That would lift her net worth. Maz is badgering me for an answer.
I wonder how long average person could get away with not paying bills.
Not that long.
Not that long.
No.
Do you want me to reply to Tom?
That's okay. I'm already on it. Just cover me for a second.
Hmm.
Relax, Maz.
Amanda Berry, who was kidnapped by Ariel. What was Ariel's name?
Castro?
Ariel Castro, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Nice guy. Being named after the Little Mermaid and the dictator of Cuba.
Well, you said she's going to be reporting on missing people?
Cleveland, on Cleveland TV.
She's going to be as busy as Aretha Franklin. I mean, how many times have you story of people missing in Cleveland?
I don't know, really.
It's their way of capitalizing on her.
Yeah, of course.
Like, hey, remember that girl that was kidnapped for years? She works for us now.
Yeah.
Kind of like when, was it ABC that hired Elizabeth Smart?
Right. Yeah, that's
right. And had her do stories.
But that does burn out really fast and it kind of goes to the moon.
Yeah.
But Chelsea Clinton and now Jenna Bush with the... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they weren't victims of crimes, you know.
No, but
it is interesting that this was announced during what is now Sweeps Month, February.
Of course.
So.
Yeah, we get a lot of attention in the local media, I'm sure.
Things happen.
We got a ton. I missed, what is she covering for them?
Missing people, you know, missing person stories.
They do a missing person story like twice a week. What if nobody's missing? What does she do?
I don't know. I mean,
Nothing. They
just bring her in for that, I guess.
That sounds like such a stupid hire, doesn't it? I mean, I'm rooting for the girl.
She'll probably do these kinds of things, too. You know, like for a little kid, she'll probably do human interest, like don't, you know, talk to strangers
and
stuff like that when she doesn't have a missing person.
Yeah, you can combine it into a nice, cute little job.
Right, yeah, safety thing.
Speaking of crimes, did you
have to actually feel bad for her because she has a kid from that weirdo asshole.
Oh,
that's right.
Oh, my God, I wonder how that kid's doing.
She got a job. She's reporting on kids of kidnapped victims.
Oh, great.
And
she'll have one story
rapists.
Every 3 months.
Yep.
Kidnappers.
Yep. They're in Cleveland. Are they in Carl Monday Station?
Oh, I didn't.
What
I didn't get
Monday
the call letters.
Up to?
Yeah, Monday is awesome.
Oh, Monday,
Carl Monday
is the
rocks.
He's the library guy, isn't
yes.
he?
Yes.
We've heard him do a couple other stories too, haven't
no,
we?
No, we just hear him.
That's
talk
the
about
only one.
Beaten off.
Isn't he all over YouTube though? Doesn't Carl Monday
No, he is. I know I've seen him. I've seen that name a lot because it's a cool name. I mean,
yeah, Carl Monday.
I like that.
Yeah. Hey, we talked to Mort Krim on our podcast
today. Oh, really? For
about Detroiters.
Like Drew's jealous.
Oh, I am jealous. Wow. How was it? Tell me it wasn't very good and I'll feel better.
No, Mort is always.
News with Mort Krim.
He has a certain kind of gravity to him.
There's a
you know?
Regalness to Mort.
Although he has kind of a little humor. He cracks a joke here and there. It's
He's Anchorman.
But
he's
not gonna... Anchorman. And he did. He pointed that out. He said, yeah. I didn't mind doing this. They were kind of making fun of the genre a little bit, but I did Anchorman. I was Anchorman.
He was Anchorman. That's where Will Ferrell got it from.
Yeah. So, he's proud of that. How could you not be?
Digs it, yeah.
And it is a cool job. I mean, he gets to basically have a great line on a new show.
Right.
Because, I mean, that's a funny way. I mean, using the news in that way, it's too bad the news doesn't make more fun of itself because there's so much funny about the news.
Yeah.
Well, it's a reoccurring role, right?
Yeah. Yeah. He's going to be on multiple times. Yeah.
And they shoot
it. Like it?
They shoot. I didn't get a chance to watch it, unfortunately. But they shot it on the set of the affiliate, the NBC affiliate, or the
where he lives in Florida,
or something.
Yeah,
and then just green screened in Channel 4, so they made it transformed it into WTV.
Cool. Wow, but what you can done if you're doing a sitcom? Did you hear that we put in a request saying that we know that they listen to our show, even though we don't know that.
Yeah.
Assumed that they did. He went to Clarkson, and the other way from. We figured one of them had to listen.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And if they didn't, we just figured what the fuck is this? And then what have we lost?
Still no reply.
No reply. No still.
Well, maybe they were looking for it in their email. Maybe it went to spam. Or
I think our luck as far as any TV or movie kind of just little cameo has been terrible.
Yeah.
Got Charlie Sheen.
No,
I mean getting on, getting a little scene like Arthur got.
Oh, yeah, for
you
Christ's
and Mike
sake.
In,
Jesus.
Slapshot 2.
Yes.
Right? Isn't that the only one?
Yeah, and that's so on the editing room floor. It never came out. It was redone by somebody else. But, you know, you hear other people in movies all the time, radio people. The fuck? Come on.
Someone do some work and put us in a movie.
Where's Mike Binder when you need him? Or look at all these Detroit people. You think they'd throw us a bone.
Did you see Tim Allen.
The promo part of the promo says, "What's poppin'?"
Oh, yeah, for the Detroiters. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Which I liked it.
If Mike Clark were here, he would take credit for that.
Well, that's because they listen
to the podcast. Of course they are.
It's proof they listen.
Absolutely.
Well, then you should be hearing from them soon.
Definitely. I know. I'm not giving up on it yet. It's only been 2 days.
Yeah.
And I think that guy listened to us. I just do.
He's probably, who knows? Yeah. He at least knows the show, right? He has to know
the show. He has to know the show.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
But I think the arrogant saying that he listened to us, that could be a factor against us if he didn't. But
I think he did. Wasn't he in Second City, Detroit?
Yes.
Well, maybe we turned him down for an interview and he holds a grudge.
Ooh.
I'm just kidding. I don't think we ever turned down
anybody down.
Probably not.
No.
Did you guys see, this is on TMZ today, they had Shia LaBeouf on a lunch date with his girlfriend in L.A.?
Wait, what about his thing?
Yeah, we will not divide. Or he cannot divide us.
He will not divide us.
He was on this camera nonstop with people coming by saying, he will not divide us.
Apparently he divided
banjos
us.
And,
yes, I think he has pretty serious ADD.
Probably.
He stays on a whatever those are.
That was supposed to be a 4-year project.
It's still going. The camera's still up.
Oh, is camera's still on?
Of course, because they had that massive snowstorm. Nobody's there.
I wonder when the last time, I wonder if people are still going up to the camera.
What is that vehicle marooned in the snow?
I know.
Over there, though?
Someone couldn't find a parking spot, apparently. Wow. Yeah, there's nobody on that camera.
God, it sucks.
Okay. Going LaBeouf.
Is this Brady revenge? The East Coast gets buried?
Oh, I'm so pissed about Tom Brady's jersey. That was the most overblown bullshit story.
Have they found it yet?
It gets on the truck. You know it's on the truck.
No, I don't know that.
Yes, you do.
Someone's wearing it right now. Beating off in it.
No.
Because it smells like
some woman is rolling around with it in bed.
Maybe.
Could be.
Sniffing
That's the most likely thing.
Yeah. I think it's more likely some guy's wearing it and beating off.
Maybe so.
That could be too.
Tom wouldn't care, would he?
Brady?
Yeah.
He's inclusive.
He wants everyone to love him.
Sure, yeah. Well, no, he's a Trump supporter, so he wouldn't like that if a guy was in it. Well, I don't know. Based on, you know what? Today in Rock is there's one long item today in Rock. I kind of reference it. It's coming up, but first this. Are you working more than 40 hours a week and not getting overtime pay? Lots of you are. It's breaking the law, even if you're a salary employee. Maybe you lost a promotion or missed out on a raise because of your age, race, or gender, or you've been hurt on the job, or you're being sexually harassed. Look, if you're being paid unfairly, discriminated against, or injured on the job, call Gold Star Law. It's a free call. The meeting with the attorney is free. You pay nothing. You have nothing to lose. I think people are reluctant to make this call because I've had a couple people contact me, so I know they kind of felt like, oh, suing's kind of, eh.
They're afraid someone will tell on them, and they can't. That can't.
No, they won't. That's part of how they get people to call is they promise them that.
Confidential.
And attorneys generally keep that sort of thing.
Well, yeah.
Keep that promise. They have to.
You know where I learned that? Better Call Saul. Or, oh, no, Breaking Bad, because you made him give him a dollar, and then he...
That's right.
And then he couldn't say anything about them critical. Trying to kill him. Yeah.
It's completely confidential. They don't contact your employer. Guys, you can't lose. Gold Star Law filed more employment law cases in Michigan last year than all the other firms combined. It's what they do. Other attorneys and judges know what they say is true. Guys, they are that good. They're the best. Get Gold Star Law for this kind of problem. You can't beat it. It's really what they do. Get the money you deserve. 248-851-GOLD. 248-851-GOLD or click goldstarlaw.com. Do it. And they do other stuff, too. They have a personal injury team.
Really?
If you've been injured. Yeah, they do. They do all the other stuff. They do the criminal defense, too. DUI, drug possession, assault. Any of that stuff. So, but employment law is their thing. That's what they're known for. And then our friends at Zot Ford, if you're looking for the best deal on your new ride, check out. Oh, wrong copy. Oops. February, three things. Groundhog's Day. Spring is right on the corner. And our listeners get sick deals at Zot Ford and Holly. Lease a 17 Ford Fusion for $98 a month. Yep, a new Ford Fusion, brand new, for less than $100 and most likely cheaper than your cell phone bill. Herd I-75 and exit 98 before the price of a new car goes higher than your phone bill. See the details in our massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. As some of you know, Zot Ford has the hottest sales staff in Oakland. Joey agrees with that assessment.
Really?
Yes. We're embracing their hotness by telling about the even hotter deals on Ford Escapes and F-150s. Zot Ford is leasing a new 17 Ford Escape for $109 a month for only 24 months, or a 16 Ford F-150 Supercab 4x4 at $173 a month on the same 24-month lease. Check out the wild deals, the hot sales staff, and massive inventory at dealsinthed.com, and then get to Zot Ford, and they'll live up to it. Get there!
Get there. Get there.
So there.
I have a today in rock history, sort of.
What? Bring it.
I saw this morning, and I wondered if you would see this same thing. 1993 Oprah interview with Michael Jackson.
No, I didn't have that.
Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
On primetime, it was 80s.
Was she at his house?
I think so.
Yeah, I think she was.
This is where he tried to tell her that he had a skin disorder that destroyed the pigment.
Oh, yeah.
Vitiligo.
That's right.
And claimed he'd had very little plastic surgery.
That's right. I remember that.
But
absolutely.
What I don't remember is whether Oprah... Would she have done a before and after? Michael's, you know, like he's claiming that he had very little plastic surgery, and then, and yet, it's so...
I don't think she did. I don't think she really took him to task for stuff. I don't think so.
Lie.
I don't believe she did.
Yeah. Mm,
I'm wondering about her on 60 Minutes, by the way.
She's just going to do fluff. Mm.
Right. But to have somebody in the staff just doing fluff, doesn't that seem so un-60 Minutes? Have they had a fluff person before?
Not fluff, but... the lighter stories, probably profiles of some stupid ballet dancer.
But Mike Wallace used to do those. So did Morley Safer. And then they would do the hard stuff, too.
But now they have Oprah to do all that crap, to learn about some singer from Gambia.
Oh.
Sometimes they do those really, you know, those high art stories.
Hmm.
I think that's a little bogue.
Sorry. But it reminded me of Michael Jackson's penis being described as
the
gateway box.
Oh, yeah.
By Mike Clark. The freaking funniest thing I think I'd ever heard.
I know. That has really stuck. People really like that. That has stuck for a long, long time.
But Gateway, in case you're a millennial and if you've never seen the Gateway box.
It's a cow.
White and black. Yeah, it's like a Guernsey cow. So.
We have more millennials listening than I thought we would.
I know.
At least either that or emailing like crazy. It seems like, what is it? One guy emailed me and said, I'm really getting into new wave music, and I want you to channel Drew Wave to tell me some more good music to listen to. And I was like, wow. And I said, what got you interested in new wave? And he said, when we played New Order.
Really?
The song we played.
Love will tear. No.
God damn it. I've already forgotten the stupid song. Anyway, when we play that New Order song, he's kind of stuck on it. Yeah, so anyway, I sent him a few more suggestions. And then I noticed people, too, are saying, hey, it's really nice to have somebody close to my age on, like Brandon, which was kind of the idea, actually.
I thought, Joey.
Yeah, and Joey.
Millennials love light kissing.
Is that a millennial thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought it was just all-in sex without...
Oh, that's right. And then they date.
Which one is it?
It depends on the millennial. Mm. You start with light kissing until you have full written consent.
I'm looking for...
Is light kissing just lips or...
I don't know. You got to ask Brandon.
Oh, okay.
Only he knows what light kissing
is. Did anybody see this thing which is floating around the internet today?
No, what is that?
It's a guy. It's a kid. He went on a date with another. I think they're both 19 years old. Yeah. And she sends him a thank you note. And she's really cute. And he looks like a total nerd. Uh-huh. Anyway, it says, from Top Golf to dinner, flowers, ice cream, and horseback riding. You outdid yourself on this friend date, Daniel.
Oh.
You want to set a standard for how I should be treated. And you sure set a high one. I thank God so much you put an amazing friend like you in my life.
Oh.
Thank you for making me feel like a true princess. Hashtag still single, though.
Hashtag friend zone.
Yeah, friend zone. Exactly. That's what, did you guys see us floating around the internet today? Talk about a poor sap. Whoa, was he stuck in the friend zone?
Oh, man.
And look at, she is adorable.
Oh,
and he
yeah.
is a sap.
Oh, yeah, he's very dorky.
Took her fucking horseback riding.
Wow.
Ice cream.
Well,
golf, dinner.
Here's the question. Did she ask to do all that, or is he like, I really want to take you top golfing and horseback riding. She's like, all right, fine.
Well, she should have said no. She calls it a friend
Why?
Date.
Well,
what's a friend date?
Them.
There's no such thing as a friend date.
Yeah, she's hanging out with her buddy.
Drew, have you ever been on a friend date?
I went out with a couple of guys that I didn't really think were going to go anywhere. And
Why?
I remember,
the motive? Did you tell them it was a friend date?
No, I did not say that.
Not.
But
okay.
I had no intention. I mean, super dorky.
What was the motivation to go on the date? Tickets to a good show?
I don't know. No, I. But he took me to a French restaurant, and he had
Ooh la la.
Snails.
Snails?
Escargot.
But that's the problem. He thought he doesn't distinguish it. I'm a really borderline date, so, you know, I'll just take her to, you know, a movie or something. He's thinking, I finally got Trudy to go out with me, so I'm going to take her to a French restaurant. It's gonna be awesome. She's going to fall for me.
And I'm going to make her eat escargot because it's really expensive, and it'll impress her. They tasted like pencil erasers.
Yeah, I know. I'm never
crappy.
Too impressed with that highfalutin stuff. What was the other friend zone date? Or,
I think a guy, when I worked at the nuke plant, there was a guy that that asked me out, and I was kind of, you know. I mean, I could tell it was not going to work. Nothing was happening there, and yeah. And he, like.
Where'd he take you?
Well, it was Oak Harbor, so there are not many choices there.
the dairy barn.
dairy barn.
They have a great pizza burger.
Yeah.
I'm not joking either.
It was kind of a like go watch TV kind of thing, and I had to sort of like wrestle my way out of it. Very, very dicey.
Well, that's the problem. I mean, if you call it a friend date, I would think the person would go, well, I don't want to go on a friend date. I mean, you've already defined that there's nothing going on here. But if the right. I mean, it's, I don't know, dating is such a pain. It's so many difficulties with the whole system in general. But this chick called it a friend date, and this guy, I don't know. What's the point? This sap. I got to believe he thinks he's going to turn her around, but he's not.
He's such a dork. He doesn't think that. You
Maybe
think
not.
So?
Maybe not. Maybe just thinks it'd be cool to be seen with her.
Well, yeah, he got a boner. He's happy. He believes in sexual baby steps. He had a boner this day, and next time maybe he'll get...
I mean, he is so absolutely...
Maybe he'll jizz in
his pants. He does not belong with her. It's obvious. She's miles over his head.
But maybe he comes into his own at some point. He's really incredibly handsome, and then she regrets putting him in the friend zone and wants him back. That could happen.
I don't think so. I don't know. She looks pretty cute, actually.
Yeah.
She looks pretty fine, and he looks like a real sack of shit. So.
Speaking of jizzing in your pants.
Oh, good. There's more on that?
Yeah. Remember the Lonely Island video, the digital short from SNL?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that, Jizz in My Pants?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I've been reading the Live from New York book because they updated it with about 200 pages from 2002 on, I think it was.
Oh, wow.
So Akiva Schaffer, one of the guys from Lonely Island, is talking about that song, and he says, with Jizz in My Pants, we thought the word jizz was filthy. It was really, really dirty, and there's no way it could ever air. On Friday night around 9, we were like, Lauren, we have this video. I have a rough cut. We can't figure out how to make it clean. Usually, Lauren would see our videos for the very first time in dress rehearsal. And then if he had a quick note afterwards, he would give it to us and we'd do quick edit between dress and air. They say that earlier in the book, basically. They would film those things on Friday and edit them all the way through up until the show.
Oh, my God.
Like, constantly making changes.
Really?
The one thing I've realized is what hard workers Andy Samberg and Kiva and Yorma are. Like, they lived in that building. So he says, we knew it was funny, but we couldn't figure out how to make a clean version. We just wanted to show it to him in case he had ideas or anything. And then we were going to work on it through the next week. So he said, this is for next week's show? And I said, yeah, here it is. We played him the dirty version. He said, I think we can air that.
Really?
We were totally shocked. We were very, very shocked. And then we went all the way up to Jeff Zucker, who's the president of NBC. He happened to be at the show that night. He watched it and said, yeah, you can air that after 12:30.
What?
So they aired it at 12:45, which shocked me because I thought jizz was a much dirtier word than dick.
I would think so, too. Yeah. I would definitely think it was worse. Yeah.
Definitely.
But NBC let it air.
Because it's a byproduct.
Well, it's an action.
Yeah, I would. God, I would have thought our attorneys would have said, no way.
Is it a verb and a noun?
You know, it's a little different. I mean, 12, they're just talking.
Yeah, no, I know. I know. This after 12:30, almost anything goes, though, right?
After 10 is safe harbor, typically.
Yeah.
After 10 p.m. is safe harbor.
But you could never have gotten away with that at 10 o'clock.
Is midnight even bigger safe harbor, or is it just 10 o'clock period?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, say after 12:30, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, maybe just at the end of the show, kind of bury it.
Well, have you ever
They've realized that they used to get, that's kind of like the birth of YouTube, and the internet was around that time.
Oh.
Well, not the internet, but YouTube was starting to get really big.
So they knew they had a...
Yeah, like Lazy Sunday was, that blew their mind that they could get feedback that quick,
yeah.
And they said that helped take off YouTube. So I think maybe NBC was really trying to capitalize on, you know, stuff going viral.
Speaking of... jizz.
Yes.
Oh, great.
Yes.
Great segue.
We're still going to keep going.
I'm like a jizz segue.
Sweet.
Have you ever been at a wedding and they play that Little John song? Where he's
the
like,
windows
to the
wall.
Windows to the
yeah.
walls and
yeah.
he skeet, 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 skeet.
Yeah.
And have like moms.
Mom!
Dancing and old ladies.
Mom, don't be talking about skeet.
And they think they're really super cool. And I'm just, I was like.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, that's
As an
disgusting.
Observer, that was like a moment of both horror and amusement at the same
that's
time.
That's really disgusting.
That's great. Jay, we need breaking news from Mort Krim. It's pretty serious breaking news, too.
Serious? Or...
Yeah, serious.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
Appeals court rules against reinstating travel ban. President will not be happy.
Wait, reinstating the ban.
Appeals against.
Yeah, the
appeals court rules against
court.
Reinstating travel ban. So
I don't think that's a terribly big surprise, right?
I don't know. When president's talking about security,
it's
not their job to interpret you know, how big
a
threat it is. Yes. So I'm curious to see what's written about that opinion. That'll be kind of interesting. Kind of kidding. I don't really want to read it. You just tell me what happens.
Wouldn't there be a million lawsuits over that?
There already are.
Oh, okay. How many people have?
Yeah, good luck with that lawsuit.
So
though.
Far,
what's that?
It hasn't been. It's not been enforced for that long, has it? How many people could be suing?
A few hundred, probably.
Because they couldn't come in.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, the problem is the people that have green cards that can't leave because they wouldn't be allowed back in.
Oh.
Because that's where they screwed it up, was the green card issue.
Yeah, there were a couple, you know, they should have spent more time
on this.
It
wasn't vetted, yeah.
Today is February the 9th. Today in Rock, brought to you by Dr. Roche. Saline implants for $5,050. That's over $1,000 off through Valentine's Day, February the 14th. And the night that changed the world was tonight in 1964. 60% of America saw the Beatles on Ed Sullivan. Do you remember that, Trudy? You remember the room?
Yeah.
You remember everything?
Yeah.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I really do. But I had older sisters who were screaming. Actually, my sister Nancy, I don't think, was screaming. My sister Patty, I think, was screaming. Maybe they both were screaming. But Nancy is a Rolling Stones person.
Oh, wow.
She would have been screaming louder if it was Rolling Stones, I think. I think I have that right. And then there were 115 million people in America. 73 million watched Ed Sullivan that night. I mean, that's really amazing when you think about
that. That's huge. Wow.
That's like now we have 320 million. That would be like 200 million people watching something.
Wow.
Seriously. Isn't that accurate?
That's stunning.
200 million out of 320 versus 75 out of 111. It's pretty close.
Yeah.
So what about all the people that were watching, like Tom Petty, who said, they flattened me. I thought hearing them on radio was enough. Seeing them on TV electrified me. Gene Simmons said, there's no way I'd be doing what I'm doing if I hadn't seen the Beatles.
Wait, how did he say it?
Oh, yeah, sorry. There's no way I'd be doing what I'm doing if I hadn't seen the Beatles.
And?
That's all he said that I have in front of me. I can find more, though. Billy Joel said, Sullivan, and said it was the single biggest moment as far as knowing I wanted to be a musician.
Wow.
Joe Perry said, it changed me completely. It was the only one talked about the next day at school. All the girls were drawing hearts with, I love John or I love Paul. And all the guys were quietly liking the Beatles. We didn't talk about it as much, but we did. Rick Nielsen at Cheap Trick said, that was the beginning. I had to learn to play guitar. Steven Van Zandt, that was the main event of my life. It was their sound, their look, their attitudes. And, I mean, it just goes on. I mean, the list is Joe Walsh is another one who said. Yes, Mark.
I think you announced it backwards.
Oh, I did?
Well, the caption there is White House defeat, right?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, the appeals court.
Oh, I thought you said they overruled it, so the ban is on.
No, they reinstated the travel ban.
Oh, okay.
I mean, no.
Yeah, that means the ban is on.
Wait, let me read
what
it says.
You had it backwards.
Hold on.
They maintain the freeze. I'm kind of surprised by that.
I knew what I meant. It's okay.
No, they maintain the freeze.
Well, I said the White House would be upset because...
Oh, okay. The way you said it, you said the ban was on. So I thought that would mean the White House would win, which I think they would win because... I still think they're going to win because the Constitution says he can do whatever he wants to... immigrants to in the name of security.
I kind of feel like you two are fighting.
They
ruled,
no, they ruled against reinstating.
Appeals court rules against reinstating ban.
So they ruled in favor of the lower court.
Yeah, that's what I read.
You said the ban was on. I thought.
No, he said
appeals court
rules against reinstating the ban. Reinstating the ban.
It is. Yeah,
it's a very complicated sentence. It really is.
Read right here at the bottom.
I thought the way you said it meant the White House had won.
Well, it says Reach's decision there. It doesn't say what the decision is. So not the same thing.
But reinstating the ban puts the ban back, and they ruled against that.
Reinstating it.
The president was ruled against.
Yes.
We know that.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
The set list for the Beatles on Ed Sullivan is kind of interesting because for a band that people always credited John Lennon for being the founder, which he was, it's kind of odd. I thought that the first two songs were All My Lovin' Until There Was You, and then they sang their hit at the time, which is I Want to Hold Your Hand, which they both sang. Then they sang I Saw Her Standing There, which is a Paul song. And then they sang She Loves You, which is also a Lennon-McCartney dual vocal. As a lot of their early songs were.
Yeah.
Which is part of the magic. Why did Paul sing so many songs? Well, John wasn't feeling well before they went on. George Harrison had tonsillitis. In fact, Neil Aspinall stood in for him when they did their pre-shot or whatever.
Hmm.
And I always thought in the back of my mind, I wonder if John choked.
Really?
Well, I just wondered that because... I knew that when he played Thanksgiving with Elton John, when he had that bet about whatever gets you through the night being number one, and Elton John said, if it goes number one, you're playing me on Thanksgiving. I know he was like throwing up side stage. He was really sick.
Really?
And then that live piece show in Toronto in 69 before the Beatles split up, he played with Eric Clapton and a few other people. He was terribly sick. Did not think he'd go on stage.
He had anxiety. So
he really did. He had a lot of anxiety. Yeah. And Paul does not. Paul loves a crowd. He'll play anywhere, anytime, whether it's family. He's crazy like that.
Yeah.
And it just seemed odd that, can you imagine the pressure to play on Ed Sullivan? You're 21 years old and 73 million people are watching you. It's pretty incredible, really.
And yet, seeing that in my mind, you would never have known that.
No, I watched it today and I thought, they all look cool as hell.
Yeah, they carried it off with poise. Yeah,
afterwards I went to the Playboy Club in the Peppermint Lounge. With Murray the K.
Really?
I know. What a tool. Too bad they had to hang out with him. That was 64 on February the 9th. 72 on February the 9th. How can it be another? Well, it's Paul McCartney's Wings taking off on a double-decker bus and stopping at college campuses asking if they wanted a show. This was his first tour outside the Beatles.
Whoa.
The first stop said no. So they drove to Nottingham where they couldn't agree until Paul McCartney stuck his head out of the bus.
Huh.
And they said, okay. And they played there.
They said, okay.
Yeah, they said, okay. They drew a big crowd, though. 1981, Bill Haley was found fully clothed on his bed, dead of a heart attack. 85, Madonna hit number one.
Bill Haley and the Vomit.
Bill, I know. I was never a big fan. I didn't like that song. Madonna hit number one for the first time with Like a Virgin. Wait, did the Mach 5, did they? Mach 4, I always say
it's
that.
It's all right.
Did they fashion themselves after Bill Haley and the Comets? It seems like the timing would have been right.
They had a set list that included a lot of stuff. You know, they did a Beatles set. They did a Stone set.
What Beatles songs did they play?
They played Hard Day's Night.
They did.
Yeah. And She Loves You. I remember that. And House of the Rising Sun. They played that.
Hey.
So. And then some, you know, country.
When did they break up? This is Trudy's dad's band.
They broke up. But they would get together from time to time just to hang out. But they think
the Mach 4 can't break up.
I think the last gig they played, we were living in Fairview Lanes. So that would have been, I don't know, like 72.
Did this make your dad cooler or was it kind of embarrassing?
No, I thought it was cooler. Because I remember...
I would think so.
He performed at the NASA picnic one time, and he was just looking, and he's just by the side, that's my dad!
What did he play?
He played guitar.
Like lead, rhythm, bass?
Rhythm, yeah.
Rhythm? Yeah, cool.
Because it was Gary Moore, not the Gary Moore for Thin Lizzy, but Gary Moore on lead guitar.
Oh, perfect name.
Yeah, he was an axist, for sure.
Let's see, what else? 1997, remember Ballroom Blitz, Fox on the Run?
Yeah,
sweet. Billy Connolly was their lead singer. He died 20 years ago today. Oof. Of kidney and liver failure, so we know what that was all about.
Oh, man.
2001, Eminem's UK tour forced to beef up security amidst gay rights protests. And then 2009, 8 years ago today, Robert Plant got those 5 Grammys with Alison Krauss, which is so funny. God, yeah. They never won. Led Zeppelin didn't win Grammys. I think they won 1 maybe or 2, if that. And he wins 5 with Alison Krauss. Coldplay won for Viva La Vida. Huh. And 2010, the White Stripes took on the U.S. Air Force, saying they used their song Fell in Love with a Girl in a recruiting ad, recruiting in a war that they didn't support. They wanted it stopped.
Really?
Yeah, and they did. They stopped it. Carole King is 75. Holly Johnson from Frankie Goes to Hollywood is 57. And, oh, I should ask you, Trudy, we've talked about these embarrassing performances, old bands who are still playing, yeah, and how pathetic it can be.
Yeah.
The Great White One. I wish I could show you that right now. I swear to God,
there's
like
Great White.
Mark and I couldn't decide if it was 15 or 25 people. It was that bad. We could have counted them. We should have
probably could have paused and counted it. Yeah.
Wait, wasn't there a nightclub fire on Great White?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why people don't go to their shows, though.
That's what Mark said. Oh, there it is. There's the gig.
Oh.
Oh, that's horrible.
Including the guy announcing like there's a big crowd.
That looks like, isn't that soundcheck?
No, it's not. That's what I thought. I said the same thing. It's after an arena football game that only 1,000 people went to.
Great, great recording.
No one would stay. They're like, Great White's going to perform afterward. Everybody cleared out.
I guess so. I mean, this sounds a little overmodulated. Oh, guy comes up. There's no one in the 30 feet in front of him. There's no one standing there. No one.
That was the announcer, too, by the way.
Oh, with the camera?
Yeah. Nobody else wants to come up and film it.
Unfortunately, this is not making me want to see them either.
Wow. That's pretty bad. Their equipment looks pretty good, though. Put a lot into the setup for no one.
I know. Okay. Oh, can you speed ahead so Trudy can see the scanning of the crowd? Did you go on YouTube a lot, though? Have you seen anything grim like this before?
Yeah, a couple, you know.
Anything you remember?
But I think you need a list because I got to catch up with you.
I know. I've been doing this for a while. It's a lot of fun. It's a fun sport.
How are you triangulating on them?
Okay, when I hear a band that's like, I haven't heard about in a long time, like Shocking Blue is a great example. Venus. Remember that song?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, oh, Shocking Blue. What if they still play? And I go on YouTube, and if they're playing, if they're doing shows, somebody will put it up there. And I saw Shocking Blue 1996, and I was like, oh, my God. Brought it up. Oh, here we go. Here's the crowd.
Oh, my God.
How many?
Oh, wow. Oh, roughly
25, 30.
Yeah. Wow, that was quite the pan.
I know. It's so grim.
It's like as they were panning, they realized, oh my God, no one's here. And they went back real quick. Didn't it go pretty fast?
Yeah, did it go fast? You're right. Anyway, that Mariska Veres, who was so cute in 70.
Uh-huh.
She's hot.
Yeah.
She's so fat in 96. She's so big.
Oh, really?
Did you see it, Mark? Or was that just Jay and I looking at that?
I saw it, yeah.
She's a monster. I mean, she's gigantic. Monster.
Is that what killed her?
No, she got cancer.
Oh.
I know. Terrible. 2006.
That's a bummer.
You know who else died of cancer? Was that singer for the Divinyls.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
I Touch Myself.
Yeah.
That's a great song. I love that song.
Is that how she got cancer?
She touched herself. Too.
No, I don't think.
Can that happen?
I don't know what happened. No, that's Gigo Blind.
Oh, that's right.
What's that? Another? Somebody else put a video up of the same thing?
No, it looks like they're having equipment problems.
Oh, what? They're having equipment problems in front of 25 people.
Well, if you're going to have equipment problems, might as well be in front of only 25.
The roadie's out there trying to fix it. It matters.
Yeah, actually, he's comments. Hustling, too. He's busting his ass.
Read the comments, because there's a lot of defenders of Great White on
I know. There. I was blown away by the comments.
Is his name Jack Russell? Like
yeah,
the dog?
Yeah, Jack Russell's Great White, yes.
Huh.
Security.
Security for it?
Yeah, there's a guy way back there.
Oh, my God.
That is not money well spent. I can't even listen to this. It sounds so terrible.
Wow.
You get too close to it or just so modulated?
How demoralized are they right now? You know, they're keeping their chin up, but...
Yeah.
God almighty.
I know. It's really bad.
It's deplorable.
Okay. So... Oh, the high wire fall. The Willendas?
Yeah.
The show must go on, though.
Yeah. Well, Nick's okay.
Nick's
yeah,
performing.
He stayed up.
Did you hear him say he tried to catch someone who fell from above him?
Oh, I'm sure he didn't try
he
that
did
hard.
Not.
He did not try that hard.
And who let that old man go out on that wire in 1973? Have you seen that when his grandfather fell?
Yeah.
In Puerto Rico or whatever?
That is so stupid. That guy was, it looks like he had Parkinson's. And he's trying to walk across a wire on a windy day.
I know.
That was ridiculous.
No, somebody should be
charged. He wanted
for
to
murder.
Die doing what he loved best.
Maybe he did.
That was a blatant suicide.
It was.
Could have been. I know, it did look like a blatant suicide.
Yeah, imagine if you're a Willenda, though. Don't you want to die that way? Because that's what you...
I don't know. 73 seems a little premature to me.
I did think it was cool that the Willenda was the only one who kept his balance. Like he has some sort of gene.
But down in Florida or whatever. Wait, this last one?
No, yeah. I think everyone wiped out. He grabbed the wire, though. Yeah. Wasn't he hanging by the wire?
Yeah.
Oh.
Right?
ABC, yeah, the one that walked across the Grand Canyon, he grabbed the wire. I think whoever wiped them all out. Like
like bowling pins?
Oh, Nick Willenda's worth $3 million? God, I thought he'd be worth way more than that. $500,000 per major stunt. He hasn't done that many, so I guess that makes sense.
And they're all awful.
Do you have a gene?
I know.
For being able
balancing.
To do that?
Balancing gene.
Except that, like, the Grand Canyon thing, it was like walking across a sidewalk. It was, like, that wide.
I know.
It was huge. Did you see it? Did you see how big it was? It was gigantic.
It was the Niagara Falls one. They had a really large wire, and he had to be locked. He's locked in on all of them. There's no chance he's going to get hurt.
I know. I never was worried, not for a second.
And then the Chicago building one was just kind of boring. Basically, it's watching him pray.
Oh,
for
yeah. That was so boring.
I mean, all he does is just talk to God the whole time.
I know. As if God... Why should God be praying or worrying about a guy who is risking his life by walking across a tiny wire? Isn't that a terrible use of God's resources? I mean, shouldn't God be helping somebody who has no choice, who's in a terrible position, like that chick that was lit on fire by her boyfriend?
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. That's
God,
awful.
That was Inside Edition today. Did you see that story, Mark?
No.
You know, we should... I was thinking maybe play the audio. I shouldn't make fun of it, though. The guy... This guy breaks up with this girl breaks up with a guy, and they're in a gas station, and she just gets out of the car like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
And apparently he chased her down, and he had a gas can, and he poured gas on her and lit her on fire.
What a dick.
This is in Cleveland as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
That seems like, he's chasing her, and he managed to get gasoline on her
I don't
and
know.
Light something to get that on her?
They needed to explain that, but they didn't. Because it was weird, because it happened at a gas station.
He
made it sound like
her,
he quickly gassed up and chased after her.
He had to have restrained her. I mean,
she should not have broken
I
up.
I can't
with
light
him.
A lighter or a match. It takes me like 5 minutes half the time. The lighter broken, the match won't light.
Trudy, you're about to make a great point.
What?
Not have broken up,
not
with,
have broken
gas
up with him in person at a gas station.
Oh, yeah, in person. Yeah, in person.
That's what ghosting is for.
Yeah, is that what it's called?
Yeah, where you just disappear.
Especially...
Ghosting, I like that.
Especially a guy who has tats up to his chin.
I know.
Nothing against people with tats, but if you're doing it like all the way up...
Well, what was she? You know, you saw the picture of her.
Yeah.
See him. What was she doing with him? She was beautiful. This guy was a loser. It was written all over his face. I mean, don't some people just have loser written all over their face?
She likes bad boys.
Maybe. I don't know. But anyway, he lights her on fire. Somebody calls 911 and goes, yeah, somebody's on fire. We need help. And the 911 person goes, is she still on fire?
Oh, you
yes,
idiot.
That's why
are you
going to
change? Are you going to get there faster because she's still on fire? I mean, Jesus. Come on,
there's
lady.
A really stupid. Did you listen to the Misha Barton 911 calls?
No.
It's just the neighbors calling about this nut
job. Are they funny?
They're not that funny, but in the second one, the 911 operator asks a ridiculous question. I can't remember what it was, but I'll pull it up just because
I need a compilation. We have done compilations.
Yeah, we have.
Didn't you guys edit a compilation of stupid 911?
There were some 911s put together.
Do you
want us to come over and shoot her?
Yeah. There's some real classics, but there's a lot of ones where I feel like the 911 people just aren't being as compassionate as they should be. They're cranky. Yeah. They've been on the shift too long or something.
They hear death all day.
They're supposed to keep them on the line, so therefore they end up asking really dumb questions. But
yeah,
for the...
What
is this me?
My back downstairs neighbor is like hysterically crying in the backyard and says she's going to kill herself. It's my back neighbor, and I don't want to like... run all the way around the neighborhood.
It's in the second call. I think
it's
dumb.
Okay, where do you live? Is that her crying?
Yeah.
No, it's some other nut job crying in the background. Can you come over and take care of that nut job?
She's screaming, and she keeps on saying, I just want to die. And then she's like, I'm going to kill myself. And then she just keeps on...
Whoa.
Yeah, it's all nonsensical.
Sounds heavy.
But I'm very concerned.
Okay. It sounds like it.
They've been called there a bunch. They know how to, like...
So concerned now you're throwing her under the bus.
...a couple of months because she loses it.
Do you want to ask the caller if she has a cold? I do. I don't know why. Did she sound like she has a cold or didn't she sound like she had a cold?
Is she saying, like, what's going on?
Oh, boy.
She's saying that it's all over, that everything is done, and then just wailing.
What apartment is she?
What apartment is she?
She's in the very back. I mean, she's hanging half over her back fence.
Oh, right this there. Question, I think.
And how high is
the fence?
The fence is about probably 6 feet.
Who cares how tall the fence is, right? We never played the audio. Can you play the audio of her freaking out, too?
All right, help me look it up.
I have it over
no,
here.
What did you come unglued about?
There might be an ad.
She's on GHB, supposedly.
Oh.
I don't know. Do you buy that?
No.
I don't either.
Oh, no, I have another story. Radar Online had text that she was sending back and forth to somebody about drugs.
Oh, that night?
Let me find the story. Hang on.
Oh, nice.
This TMZ won't load on here, Jay, so.
Okay. Okay.
Computer
sucks. Yeah, but what about this 911?
What's the problem? What's the problem?
Don't kill my parents.
Pardon me?
Don't kill my parents.
What? Who?
The Menendez brothers.
Are they still there?
Yeah.
No. Were they shot?
Yes.
They were shot?
Yes.
No.
What happened? What happened? Who is the person that was shot?
My mom and my dad.
Your
mom and dad?
Fake.
Fake!
Okay, hold on a second.
That is so fake.
Okay, we're on our way over there with an ambulance.
We just love the part where Lyle, like almost on cue, he starts screaming in the background. He's just screaming, he's just yelling, not saying anything.
Here's the video of Misha freaking out.
On planet Earth, bye. Like anybody? Oh my God, it's over. I feel it. And it's angry. Oh my God. Oh my mother. I always knew it. Oh, you fucking witch. I knew it.
Yikes.
What a witch.
What? What did you know?
I was right.
She's a witch.
A lot of legal activity between her and her mom. Stage
right.
Mom. Controlling her money.
She's dying. She's dying.
I don't know what she's talking about, but that's
how that is. Fancy little apartment for.
I knew it.
Yeah, it's. Did you see it? It
looks. No.
Doesn't look like a star would live there.
It's terrifying.
Whoa! You're angry. Oh, I feel
that's a good
you.
Drop.
Oh, I'll be.
Well, that's a really good drop.
Yeah.
Really good drop.
Fuck yeah.
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 Fuck yeah.
Ziggy Stardust, you fucking, I always knew it.
Nice plug.
I always fucking knew it.
What?
Did she plug
Ziggy
Stardust?
My-
Oh, she fell.
That, I hear that fence is about 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
That's the best
Somebody
part.
Said that.
The end where she just falls. Here it is again, Jay.
Wow, it sounds almost as bad as that guy falling down the stairs that we have had in our collection for so long. Jay, do we have the man falling down the stairs?
I love that.
It's the sound effect is very similar.
I hate that they didn't stick to the video, though. It cuts off after she falls. I wanted to see her get up and go, ta-da!
Ah, the boss. The
this is where it sounds similar. I love the guy yelling,
when you fall down, don't you constantly make noise?
Yeah, of course.
That's how my friend D sounded in Chicago. He fell down the stairs.
I knew it.
Was D injured?
Yeah, she got hurt. She landed on her face, but not dramatically.
She didn't bust anything, did she?
I don't think she's. I don't know.
Did alcohol play a role, possibly?
It might have.
May have.
Oh, you're angry.
Is that D?
I feel you. Oh, I'll be your conduit.
What?
Yeah. Conduit?
Fuck yeah.
Who are you talking
this
to?
This doesn't sound like someone on GHB to me.
It doesn't sound like
fuck
a fun drug.
Yeah,
sounds like someone on hallucinogens.
Or drunk.
She having
I always fucking knew it.
An
internal conversation with herself.
Trump just tweeted, see you in court. The security of our nation is at stake.
Over the ruling.
So.
And he did that on his own Twitter, not the POTUS one.
I like the Chris Cuomo tweet he had. Can you read that one? It's. I think he did it a little bit earlier.
On his or the POTUS?
On his.
Yeah, oh, yeah, right
Chris
there.
Cuomo.
Chris Cuomo, in an interview with then-Senator Blumenthal, or with Senator Blumenthal, never asked him about his long-term lie about his brave service in Vietnam. Fake news!
So he's mad at Senator Blumenthal because he's the one that talked about Gorsuch.
Yeah.
Saying he's bummed out at Trump railing on the judicial system.
Is that guy fired then?
Trump's response is just to attack Blumenthal because he made up, you know, what was that, 10 years ago where he got busted making up the speeches, which is awful and
Vietnam
terrible.
Service. How, by the way.
But this is the issue now, is that, not the other thing.
I know. I couldn't help looking up Senator Blumenthal's Vietnam service, though, because I don't remember that story. I mean, I kind of remember it, but I'm like, what is the story about that? Because first of all, I wasn't sure if Trump was on his, if he knew what he was talking about.
Yeah. Did Trump get deferments?
Yeah.
He got deferments, but he doesn't say that he was spat on and insulted when he came back in the country.
No, I know. Blumenthal, no, don't get me wrong. Blumenthal lied, but
yeah.
he did at least serve in the reserves for 5 years.
But he had five deferments.
This
and then
the issue anyway.
Reserves, you were never
going to
serve if you went in the reserves. You could not. It was virtually impossible what he did for him to serve in Vietnam. He's made speeches claiming that he fought in Vietnam.
I understand that. And that's sickening. But that's not the issue. The issue is
no, it's not
George
the issue.
Said.
But I personally wondered, how do you get reelected after you make up military service?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think
that
would sink you?
You couldn't get any veteran votes.
Yeah. No.
Do you want to hear the Misha Barton story, the drug story?
Yes.
Mm.
In chilling texts, according to Radar Online. Her drug-fueled downward spiral reached new heights last month. Disturbing text messages and photos reveal what was really going on before a public meltdown. Text between Barton, 31, and a pal suggests the British-born actress had been using almost any drug she could get her hands on. When asked whether she wanted the stimulant Adderall, she replied, "I need those, and I would kiss your face for a couple Xanax and some Norcos. Just like a couple of those." Norcos
all
are
of that?
Paint
just a
pills.
Couple? Why would she only want a couple?
Xanax is a sedative. Well, she's asking low. You know, she went to ask for the world, I guess.
She didn't specify kissing or light kissing.
No. She would just kiss your face for Xanax and Norcos. In another exchange, she even mentioned a rich Coke dealer she knows. New York doctor, Dr. Stuart Fisher.
No!
Who reviewed...
What?
Yes.
Dr. Stuart Fisher?
Yeah, who reviewed the photos but hasn't treated Barton, told Radar Online. It's possible these scars are from drug abuse, sometimes referred to as skin popping. They're usually a last resort for desperate individuals who cannot inject drugs intravenously.
Oh.
Yeah, she's got. There were pictures of her legs all marked up.
Ooh. Okay.
They just think she's shooting up.
Oh, wow. Well, the rub with her mother, apparently her mother's controlled everything from like the day she started in Hollywood till just recently. Her mom ran everything, ran all her money. And she would basically say, here's what you got paid for this movie. And she'd give her the amount. And what she didn't know is that her mom wasn't taking the standard 5% or 10%. Oh. Mom was taking like half.
Good job, Mom.
She was doing a Colonel Parker-like job, apparently, on her commission.
What a joke.
Horror.
Yeah, and the mom, well, Misha thought she bought a $7 million home, but apparently it's in the mom's name, too.
Oh, so she has no claim over it?
Well, I guess they have mutual claims. I don't know. It just sounded like the mom really screwed her over.
What has she been in besides the OC? Has she
I couldn't think. When they said movies, I was like, what movie did she ever get paid for? I don't know. Find out.
She did Dancing with the Stars, right?
Did she?
Did she?
Wasn't she on the last one?
Oh, how'd she do?
Ooh, her celebrity.
Now must be confusing her with somebody.
Celebrity net worth, $1 million.
Ew.
What's her mom's celebrity net worth? It's got to be at least one, right?
Good question. Yeah, got to be. God, these stage moms. Ridiculous. How can you fuck your kid over? Well, I mean, you have to wonder about somebody who, you got to wonder, first of all, and I know they're decent people to do this, but when people start putting their kids in stuff when they're 2 years old and 5 years old.
I totally want to do that, though. I do. Well, she was on Dance with the Stars last year.
It's as though you gave birth to a commodity.
Kind of.
Exactly.
She better start earning. The household needs it.
Okay, Misha Barton, IMDB.
I don't recognize any of the names of these movies. Yeah. I think I saw The O in Ohio, and that was pretty good.
Oh, she's in The Sixth Sense. I don't remember that.
What?
Allegedly. Notting Hill as a 12-year-old.
Oh, so no one I'm whoring her out.
Oh, yeah. The Joneses. Oh, Keeping Up with the Joneses.
Never heard of it.
Wasn't somebody big in that movie?
Okay. Like,
it was a bad movie.
Okay.
Somebody was in it. Somebody bigger than her.
Is that Tia Leone or no? Just Keeping Up with the Joneses.
And it sounds like it didn't do too well. She's in L.A. Slasher.
Oh, great movie.
And Checkmate.
Hmm. Holy cow.
Somebody familiar is on that cover, but I can't tell who it is. Operator.
In the L.A. Slasher movie, she's credited as the actress.
Oh, she's in American Beach House.
What's that?
And Hope Lost.
She's
in, oh my God, she's in a string of loser movies in 2015. Oh, how many movies is she in that year? Holy shit. She's in ZK, Zombie Killer, Elephant Something. She's in SWAT. She's in The Hoarder, Hope Lost, and American Beach House, and LA Slasher, and Checkmate, and Operator, all in 2015.
It's so bad she couldn't even get in Sharknado. And shouldn't she at least be in Sharknado?
Yeah, I agree.
Good job managing your kid's movie career, Mom.
When did she cut? She must have cut loose from her mom and then just decided to take every shit movie that was offered.
I thought her mom was signing her up for all those flicks because it's 2015. But I don't know.
Yeah, it's embarrassing, but she gets the paycheck, so who cares?
She's only 31 years old. I mean, she's...
Maybe Tarantino will put her in a movie and rebuild her career.
Yeah.
After
the performance on The Fence...
Yeah, pretty good.
Wow, look at these other terrible movies. Datamax, A Resurrection. She's in something, Noel Gallagher something? Mm. Is that a Noel Gallagher video, maybe? Apartment 1303, anybody remember that winner?
That's just a video, of her house, yeah. That's her apartment. That's the video we watched where she's hanging out of her apartment.
No, are you kidding?
It's already it's already
references in terms of how successful it is. Versus her movies in terms of viewership.
Oh, that's what I've seen her in most recently.
She's in Beauty and the Least.
Oh, my God.
Cyber Stalker. She's on the cover. Her face is on the cover of it in 2012.
Cyber Stalker?
Yeah. Don't Fade Away as Cat.
Oh.
She was in a Law and Order episode. Mm. Hmm. Homecoming. Walled In.
How'd they spell homecoming?
No, it's not C-U-M.
Oh. Next.
Assassination of a High School President.
Next.
Virgin Territory.
Next.
Closing the Ring.
Next.
Jesus.
I have never heard of any of these movies. I swear
to
God.
Get to the point.
No wonder she's on drugs.
Oh, she's in Tart.
The movie L.A. Slasher, 0% from Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh. Can you check Lost and Delirious?
Yeah, I'm looking at all her movies on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's see. A lot of them don't have a score yet. They weren't reviewed. What one did you want me to look at?
Skipped Parts. It looks like a huge loser.
Skipped Parts?
Yeah. I mean, that's the name of the movie.
What year? I don't even see
2000. Year 2000? Or Frankie and Hazel in 2000. She's on the cover of that.
No score yet.
For Frankie and Hazel?
Either one.
How about Lost and Delirious?
51%.
Tart?
No score yet.
Once and Again?
What year is that?
2001.
It's not even listed on here.
How about Fastlane?
No, not on here.
The O in Ohio?
22%.
Nothing with Ohio in it.
Octane, 17%. St. Trinian's, 31%.
How about Virgin Territory?
No rating.
Assassination of a High School President?
50%. That's like her best movie.
Congratulations. Walled In?
Nope, nothing.
She's on the cover of Homecoming.
Zero. That's the one that got 0%.
Oh, okay.
L.A. Slasher. She has two that got 0%. I Will Follow You Into the Dark got 11%.
How about Don't Fade Away?
Not rated.
You and I?
Nope. Those are all of them that were rated. So she has more movies that are unrated than she just...
She's on the cover. She's on the cover of Cyber Stalker, so she must have been important to that movie, even if it doesn't have a rating.
Mm.
Beauty and the Least doesn't even have a rating?
Nope.
Oh, it's such a catchy title.
I'm so sorry.
When there's nowhere to hide, when someone wants to love you to death, Cyber Stalker. That's the tagline.
Hey, what does everybody think about this Dan Gilbert offer to build the jail?
Do it.
For $300 million? How can they turn that down? He'll build the jail for $300 million when those guys, when they first started building that, they were throwing on, you know, we need another $30 million, we need another $30 million, we need another $30 million. It was up to $390 million.
Well, they think the new space is going to cost $450.
Right. So they're going to make $150 on it. Yeah, it's going to cost him money
and I think
to build that.
They think they can finish that dump, the boondoggle, for $150.
With the stadium.
Into what?
With the soccer stadium.
No, instead of that, like the city could build the
oh,
jail there.
Oh, they can do that for $150?
They want to have the jail near the courthouse.
That makes sense.
But
there's no tax dollars from that primo location, which
they would
get from a stadium.
Gilbert should offer to build a courthouse, too.
He did. That's what he's willing to build.
And the jail?
For
I thought it was just the whole jail. The adult, the juvenile, and okay. So it's all going to be in one. Then there's no reason not to do it.
Yeah. You know, there's an editorial today that talked about the math, and it looks like they're better off just doing this. The problem is, I guess some people feel that, they want to be at that location. It's already partially built. It's really, come on, that was put up, 5 years ago? What kind of shape is what they built in now?
Is it a pride thing, do you think?
Yeah, maybe. Except it's Fecano's. Yeah. It's Fecano's boondoggle. You could just blame anything on him if it doesn't work out well. Or people say, well, he should have been at that site instead of that stupid stadium. But the stadium will be nice. You know, it'll be nice.
Will that do well? Will soccer do well, you think?
Mark?
Oh, I think so. 100% an MLS team, yeah.
There's
the largest market without one right now.
There's so much culture here. I mean, so many people from different places that love soccer.
Yeah.
Look
at what DCFC has done. I mean, they're sold out to 7,000 people, and that's, you know, amateur soccer.
Really?
Yeah. No, I think it'll do. Plus, if the team wins, any team can be successful. I think it'll do well.
Here's the LaDuff analysis. Fecano was a moron for planning a super jail downtown. It ended in rubble. Getting out from under it would be a good thing, but this looks like a bad deal. $100 million in potential hidden costs. Proposed jail and courthouse are too small for current needs. That is true. There's a few less beds than maybe they wanted. Developer wants to pocket the efficiency savings while taxpayer eats the cost of legacy bonds. Lowball offer. Previous analysis a decade ago. Estimated cost to build this would be $700 million. Anybody appraise the 16 acres downtown? Are the taxes captured by an authority or will go to the general fund? This is too complicated for me to figure out. I don't care. I don't care anymore.
Well, is anybody surprised that there'd be a lowball offer from Gilbert? I mean,
well, the situation they're in right now, it doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, it's just an offer, too. I mean, you can try to negotiate.
We should really see what the people of Detroit think. And thank God Charlie Langdon talked to a bunch of them last night. Did you see the people on the street?
Oh, no. And people on the street always have the right answer.
Yep.
You get the general. If you average all the answers together, you'll get the right answer.
Huh.
Just build it.
We're confident that we have other viable sites for the soccer stadium site doesn't work out.
But not everyone shares the mayor's love for soccer, at least in Detroit.
Oh. I love soccer. I wouldn't mind seeing it, but we have enough arenas built down here already.
We already don't put money into it. You know, and we don't know if we're going to double pay for it or what, you know, so this is why I feel like they should continue to finish making the jail.
Don't think
she has a
homework.
Point with the money. Reportedly, taxpayers have already spent about $151 million for this. But the Gilbert $1 billion mixed-use plan with a 23,000-seat soccer arena is appealing to others with some questions.
Money is good for him as long as he is helping the city of Detroit. So what is he doing with the extra funds? Is he just building these jails so that way he can incorporate putting our young black men in it? Oh. Or is he actually building the soccer field to make sure he encourages them to get jobs?
What?
Detroit is the largest. Oh, wait, back that up.
Follow that bouncing
she
ball.
She lost me there.
Follow that bouncing ball. The idea is to build both.
$151 million for this. But the Gilbert $1 billion mixed-use plan
looks like a cool stadium, doesn't it?
23,000-seat soccer arena is appealing to others with some questions.
Money is good for him as long as he is helping the city of Detroit. So what is he doing with the extra funds? Is he just building these jails so that way he can incorporate putting our young black men in it? Or is he actually building the soccer field to make sure he encourages
Pause
them
for
to
a second.
Get jobs?
I don't know what
this idea that somebody's building a jail so you can put young black men in it.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Shut the fuck up. What are you talking about?
He offers
about?
To build the jail so he can have the other site.
Exactly. He doesn't care who's in that jail. Dan Gilbert is the least prejudiced person in the world. You could put all her worst enemies in there and Dan Gilbert wouldn't care. He'd be happy, he'd be delighted if he can just build it somewhere else so he can have that property for a stadium.
I'm surprised you got that much out of that comment. I found it hard to follow her.
It's a little ridiculous.
I think there's one more at the end that's pretty good.
And it's been a function of the fact that we have not had the 20 to 30,000 seat.
Was Duggan just on the street like these other people?
Yeah, clearly.
Cool.
Today.
Now, I am told that if the soccer stadium is not built right here, Wayne County has people ready to go to complete the jail.
It's for the kids. It'll bring money to Detroit. Everything will be great. Plus, my niece is in soccer. I would come to Detroit more often.
Oh, okay. Her niece is in soccer. So
wow.
That's right up there with... There's already too many arenas downtown.
Oh, my God. There's already too many arenas.
There's one arena. There's one stadium and one baseball diamond field.
There's a football stadium, too.
Yeah.
But what's wrong with having a few arenas downtown? It's his money.
20,000.
There's no tax. Are there tax dollars involved in that soccer stadium? There aren't, are they?
I didn't think so. I don't know.
Gorris and Gilbert?
That's how I took it, yeah.
I just don't know how you can turn that down. It's money. It's found tax dollars. It brings people downtown for something that you'd never have them downtown for. A lot of people see a soccer game. That's a very unique crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Yeah. Huh. I mean, it's not me. Not you.
No.
But
I clearly don't understand it though, so.
Yeah, I don't know as much about the soccer part as I do. I just get the idea that it's a small enough stadium and there's enough people who love soccer, it'd probably be filled. It looks like a beautiful stadium. I mean, wouldn't that look better on that location than
sure.
a jail?
Of course.
Yeah.
By the way, who builds a jail in the middle of that's prime downtown real estate.
Yeah, it's kind of a buzzkill.
I think so. I mean, really?
Stadium, restaurant.
Yeah.
Jail.
Filled with young black men.
Right.
We're building a jail to jail young black men.
Only.
Yes. There's a story about Christie Brinkley's, remember Peter Cook, the guy that she's very upset with him. Mm. He was banging a 19-year-old.
Yeah, he likes him young.
He's got a 21-year-old girlfriend.
Yeah, well, although her...
Oh, that's what this
explanation
picture's for.
Her explanation's pretty believable.
What's her explanation?
They're just Facebook friends, and he knows she has an album coming out, so she swung by for dinner.
Wait,
his house because he's going to help her.
She appears to be standing in
a library
with a midriff top. Huh.
God, this guy does pull some ass. I got to say, he's 58.
Rich. What is he? What, real estate or broker?
Didn't he suck up her money though? This 21-year-old, by the way, is not that hot. Look at her.
Yeah, but how old is he?
58.
Oh,
but I'd rather have a hot 35-year-old than a stupid looking 21-year-old.
That is a bad picture.
He likes him young.
She looks like a
girl. Christie Brinkley. Oh my God, She looks incredible.
I believe that's the reason for this picture. Because yeah. he has a 21-year-old.
So
she's like, ha, you used to have this?
Yeah. She looks better than the 31-year-old and the 18-year-old.
Yeah, that's
I don't know.
Amazing picture.
How many times has she been with people and then broken up with them, and they're always very messy breakups?
She's been divorced 4 times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know. I totally
I'm sure
agree.
He's not missing her.
I don't think so either.
Hey, all I know
girl is not. This girl is not cute. I don't care how old she is.
No.
Oh, my God. She looks like a child. That's disturbing.
She looks terribly young.
Oh, she has a little
she's 21,
allegedly. Bunny nose on, but she does look like a 12-year-old girl.
And she's ugly. Who cares if she's 21?
True.
I mean, is there anything redeeming about her physically? I mean, not that that should be the... But I'm just... There's all this hullabaloo about
maybe
she's
they connect. She has
a good body.
Maybe they connect on an intellectual level because they are hanging out in the library.
Oh, that's possible.
Yeah.
Let's see. Christy Brinkley.
She's reading her pop-up books.
She likes Berenstain's, just like Charlotte.
Oh, God, no. No one likes
Cook, who was once described as having a pathological predilection for young women, has been pictured snuggling up with a college student 37 years his junior.
Did you read her reasoning, though?
And I haven't gotten to that yet.
They're just friends.
Cook was pictured resting his head on the shoulder of 21-year-old aspiring singer Zoe Tess and since deleted Snapchat and Instagram pictures. This college sophomore is just 3 years older than his own daughter, Sailor. Sources say Cook, whose marriage to supermodel Brinkley ended in divorce when he cheated on her with an 18-year-old, kept insisting that Tess should sleep over. He was being aggressive, the source told Page Six after the pair's apparent date in East Hampton. She kept shutting him down. Cook reached out to Tess on Instagram months ago. She had no idea who he was, but... Oh, he's on Instagram hustling 20-year-olds?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, what a loser.
Wow.
I don't understand how these guys get chicks.
He's rich.
Yeah.
She wants to be a singer.
He's going
to
hand over the money?
He offers to bankroll her stupid singing.
They go out on the boat.
Yeah.
Glamorous thing she can't do with other average men her own age.
I think I'd rather be with somebody my own age. At her age. I don't know. I mean, I can't think of any 58-year-old chicks I wanted to hang out with when I was 21.
Oh.
If they were really rich and wanted to bankroll your radio career.
Bankroll.
Buy a radio station in a big market? Okay. Now you're talking.
Hmm.
Maybe.
Yeah, see?
I doubt it.
Did you hear about the big scandal in France?
What's going on?
This guy was sodomized by the police. You didn't see this story?
No.
The police are claiming that it was...
Another Abner Louima story?
Very similar.
Why do I have to remember Abner Louima? Because the cops, does he had a plunger up his ass, courtesy of some cops?
He's the poster boy.
I know.
Oh, God, yes.
Rectal intrusions.
Well, they're going to have to revisit that case in France.
Clearly.
Right?
Yes. Oh,
although,
yeah. No,
police,
it'll be referenced constantly.
The police rule that there's insufficient evidence that this 22-year-old man was raped with a police baton.
Oh, a baton?
Yeah, when he was arrested by 4 officers.
Baton is thicker than a plunger.
Really? I would have thought they'd be similar, no?
No, they're like...
Yeah,
they're
you're
thicker.
Probably right.
They're thicker.
Yeah.
It'd be rougher.
They have girth.
But here's the girth.
They do.
They're not as long, though.
That's true.
The police say the victim's trousers slipped down on their own.
Whoa.
And the officer's baton went up his anus by accident.
Whoops. Oh, come on.
Oh.
Causing a 4-inch gash in his rectum.
Oh, gee, a 4-inch gash.
Yeah.
That's God. Like the story you used to tell me about people who, like a woman who would fall down and a guy accidentally fell on her and his penis went in.
Very similar.
It happens.
What?
Oh, boy.
His pants fell down?
By themselves? That just doesn't...
So
of course, there's video of it.
Oh, there's video?
I mean, from a distance, you can't really see it. It doesn't really back it up or not.
He's clearly going to replace Louima Trudy as the poster child.
Oh, yeah.
The guy had no criminal record.
It's time to freshen that up.
People are pissed off.
Yeah, that image is a bit tattered and worn. I mean, it took me 5 seconds to think of Abner Louima's name.
Hey, he's wearing a Pirelli Tires t-shirt.
He is.
I wonder if they're proud.
But because of this.
A plug from the guy who got batoned in the ass.
He got a visit in the hospital because he got batoned in the buttocks. He got a visit from President Hollande.
Oh, is that
really?
Who that is?
The president visited him?
Yeah. He was at his bedside for about a half an hour. In an interview, he outlined what happened to him. Mm-hmm. And then the president said, I saw him. Or no, this is the guy. Theo is his name. I saw him with his baton. He rammed it into my buttocks on purpose. I fell onto my stomach. I had no strength left.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, that would.
But he's on his back
away.
In that hospital bed. How
There's a hole in the bed.
I was going to say. Yeah.
Like most beds.
Do you think if, let's just say Admiral Louima happened today, would you expect Trump to be at his bedside tomorrow? Trump?
No.
No.
Maybe the mayor of New York or, you know, because he's on top of the police. He's in charge of the police.
Well, they are 1/8 the size of the U.S., though, right?
I don't think so.
40 million there.
Let him answer.
The president? I mean, does presidents, they do certain things, but do they visit guys who get plunged in the ass?
Well, he's
is that enough to get a presidential
big election,
visit?
They have a big election coming up. He's, you know.
But being.
He's looking for the sympathy to the get plunged in the ass vote?
Yeah, totally.
I guess.
Pretty narrow category.
Well, I mean, hopefully. It can't hurt the president, but it just seems like he's visiting too many people, maybe.
Yeah.
That's France.
He has to choose his victims better.
Although the guy's probably, I mean, he's international news, so.
What do you think they talked about, though? Can you picture what?
I know. What do you say?
How do you feel?
Jeez.
Oh, boy.
Show it to me. Show me your injuries.
Did you guys see David Hasselhoff, the picture of him walking into, in a restaurant? With a giant gash in his leg.
Really?
No, he's back on the bottle.
Hammered.
That's the first thing I thought, Trudy, was, oh, my God, he must be hammered. He just stumbled. You know, the kids aren't there to record him. So he's going nuts.
He just drank 20 more little tiny airline-sized bottles of alcohol.
Isn't that an amazing story?
Yes.
I'll be fine.
I've heard that of like three or four different people who fell off the wagon in a hotel room and just emptied the entire everything that was in there.
And then he wet the bed.
Oh, that's right. Nice memory. Look at the gashes on his leg.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my God. He's got like a goose egg, doesn't he?
Yeah, they got a close-up of him,
Holy
too.
Holy crap. He's in Baywatch, right?
Look at that.
Oh, the movie? The new one?
Yeah. Oh, Christ.
Is he got a cameo or something?
Is he? He's not.
It must be.
Yeah,
a cameo.
I think so, because The Rock owns that movie, but yeah.
Hey, Trudy, do you think Pamela Anderson is banging Julian Assange?
Yeah, I think she probably is.
Can you see that? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, they're blonde heads.
He obviously has something.
They style each other's hair.
Yeah, I mean, there's something cool about the guy. I could see a chick finding that cool.
Well, she's eclectic in her choice of men, isn't she?
She's one of those kind of get-back-in-line people, sort of like J-Lo.
Yeah.
I mean, hasn't everybody gotten back in line with her?
Solomon or
Tommy Lee, Rick Salomon. Yeah, I think.
Has Kid Rock got back in line?
No,
but he chose not to.
Yeah,
he married her 7 times, though.
Yeah, that's right. Didn't he have four weddings or something?
Yeah,
that was so weird when I think about that.
I think he knows that too.
That had to have been her idea too.
Julian Assange is worth $400,000 celebrity net worth. Wow. We had a lot of email from people who say they go to Celebrity Net Worth all the time now. Kid Rock, how did that happen? It's funny, when we interviewed him and that came up, it's kind of like, what was going on there? I mean, did you guys just become, and he's like, oh, come on. like, you know what happened there. I had a chance to bang Pam Anderson and, you know, it got out of hand. I mean, that's what I thought he was saying.
He was blinded by
I don't think their personalities were perfectly in sync or anything.
No. He didn't like being in L.A. either, did he?
I don't think so, no.
They spent most of their time here, it seemed like, right?
And we heard the weirdest stories. Yeah. Remember the stories we heard that she was kind of rough on his family wasn't crazy about her?
Oh, yeah. She sounds like a pain in the ass. Plus,
yeah, she was high maintenance.
Didn't he and Tommy Lee get into a fight or almost a fight?
Was it
the Grammys? Or what show was that? VMAs, I think.
What was that? What was that about?
I can't remember.
Just because?
Yeah, because they were, you know, over the same piece of meat.
They both must be so embarrassed they fought over that.
I know. I think Tommy Lee was in line and he thought it was his turn, and Kid Rock skipped a couple places.
He's no cuts.
He has a temper. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
No
cuts. Temper, all right.
Back in line.
What is Tommy Lee doing now? By the way,
I don't know.
Hanging with T-Lo.
Oh, I hope not.
Well, they can't tour anymore because they signed that
Oh, Kid Rock versus Tommy Lee. There we go. Oh, look at that. Well, I don't think I don't. I forgot about that video.
What's happening?
Could you see a punch at the beginning? Kid's still talking shit. People are holding me. He's just talking wild shit.
I bet it's fun. That's good audio.
Oh, I wish I was there. Yeah, he's his mouth is going fast. And Tommy, was that Tommy over there? Oh, okay.
The yellow hat.
Oh, what a stupid hat.
Backward.
Wow, the people broke that up way too fast, don't you think?
Yeah.
Because that would have been an interesting fight, I think.
I think so, too. Who would have won, though? Tommy Lee's long. He's got long arms
and
legs. Yeah,
he does.
He
would have
a
better reach.
Right.
No question.
But Kid Rock is tough.
Kid Rock, I think, would have...
I think they have both a similar tail of the tape. Kid's a little bigger, though, right?
Yeah, I would say Kid is stronger, thicker. Yeah. In a good way.
Yeah.
Also in shape because he's performing. He's a front man.
Yeah.
I think he takes that seriously.
Although Tommy Hill is a drummer. So.
Yeah, he has to be in shape, but not the same kind of shape. I mean, in a multi-round fight, I give Kid Rock the edge.
Yeah, me too.
For
I vote for Kid Rock.
But he could be a victim of an early knockdown because Tommy has the nutty factor, I think.
Oh, right.
Mm.
Yeah.
Kid's more sensible. Tommy Lee could go crazy and just get a crazy punch in. You never know.
I think Tommy Lee has more invested in the fight, too, because he was, like, the father of Pam's children.
Well, that's an interesting angle. There's
some
a chick
kind of
angle.
Yeah. Love
heard
of
one.
Some sort. Kid Rock was like, yeah, I was with her for a while. And then...
And Tommy has righteousness in his corner, too, because he was in line. He was next in line. And Kid Rock clearly cut two or three spots. Rick Solomon's been sitting in that number two or three spot for a long time. Yeah. He's getting really frustrated.
And wasn't she involved with some ski or surfer or something too?
Yeah, Kelly Slater.
Kelly Slater.
That's right.
Yeah. She had a girl name.
Yeah.
She does have very eclectic.
Yeah.
I don't. What does she go for? It's really
a penis.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Any penis.
You have a penis and
a
you have
penis
some money.
That's interested in her.
Are they similar sized penises though? I wonder.
I don't know.
Hard to say.
I don't think she cares.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Hard to tell with her. You know what, though? She's now, because she's not, you know, really centerfold material anymore, because, you know, let's face it, she's still hot. I'm not saying she's not hot, but she's not going to be posing nude anymore, I doubt. I hope for her sake.
No.
Right.
Gross.
It says celebrity net worth is $8 million, but she was broke a few years ago.
Yeah, she had to have that big yard sale.
Yeah. That's why Julian, and she did that stupid TV show, which lasted three episodes or something. I think money is a concern now. That's why I don't understand this Julian Assange thing. He's not a money guy.
No.
I see her, this is my prediction. Don't hold me to it, but I see her marrying like some really rich 70-year-old in the next couple of years.
That's exactly what she needs.
Totally. And she'll
like
probably.
Like Rupert Murdoch?
Maybe. Yeah, something like that. Why did. What's her face?
Jerry Hall.
Jerry Hall. Why would she marry that guy? She's got Mick Jagger X money.
She married Mick Jagger for the profile, you know?
Right.
To gain status. So, but I don't understand Rupert Murdoch because
she's in love.
No, she's not.
Rockstar to daughtering.
I know.
Totally
that's,
in love.
Is he that's, daughter? Is he a daughter? Or yeah?
No, he's still kind of got his. He's still got his. Brain a little bit.
Yeah, he's an Aussie
he's
too.
Still running something.
A rougher, yeah.
I mean, she stands to inherit a bunch of money. If he drops soon, I'll say good
money
move.
Does she need?
Well, that's what it is. It's
what
calculated.
What if he lives to 98 or something, and she's stuck with a guy? She got, and then that's like I got to do it. I got to cash in now.
She'll
bail 15
well
years for
then,
the
yeah.
for the dough. Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry. I refuse to believe that she is so in love with him that age didn't matter at all. I do not believe that. I will never believe that.
I think he made her laugh.
Maybe that's it. All right. Anything else on the list today?
Well, there's some leftover Super Bowl stuff. You know how there's always FCC complaints? Because
those are
Super
great.
Bowl. Do you want to hear some?
Yeah, of course.
What do you think most of the complaints were about?
Gaga?
No.
The commercials.
Well, there was one commercial complaint, but there was a big moment. We played it back. Willie McGinnis, all his expletives.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Went award in the
F
trophy.
The game. Yep.
MF.
Yeah. So the first one here is from Oregon. My husband, five children, ages 6 to 17, were watching Fox Television, T-E-L-I-V-I-O-N. The Patriots were getting awarded the Lombardi Trophy after winning the Super Bowl. I was feeling inspiration for the kids, that anything is possible for my children's future. The whole time they're walking the trophy. Does anybody else feel that way when they saw the Patriots winning?
No.
That's I feel like she's unstable. the whole time they were walking the trophy down, you hear the F word or MF over and over. What? It's ridiculous to have people that your kids look up to hearing verbiage like that.
Well, hit the mute button.
I thought there was a supposed to be mandatory time delay for reasons like this. I didn't invite that language into my house. Yet it was there during family TV time. I'm outraged that the technology provided doesn't better protect innocent ones from those obscenities.
That's not family TV time, by the way. That was at 10:45, wasn't
late,
it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, lady.
Totally dissatisfied with what you allow. It can be avoided. She said kids were aged 6 to 17. You think 17-year-olds ever heard stuff?
No.
Next one is Fox.
6-year-old be watching the Super Bowl post-game show at
that late?
No.
Should be in bed.
They 6-year-old doesn't even care about the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, there was an important lesson that anything is possible for the children's future. Because the Patriots came back and won a football game.
The 6-year-old's too young to understand that.
This next one. Fox Football is cursing at me. The African-American guy carrying a silver trophy was yelling, motherfucker, at least two times. It was inappropriate for young viewers, and Fox has crossed the line as well as the NFL. That's from Texas. Cursing on live TV, California. At the end of the Super Bowl, a black teammate congratulated Tom Brady and told him, and this is all in caps, you're the greatest! You're the fucking greatest! You're the fucking greatest! That's the whole complaint.
Huh.
George, I cannot believe Willie McGinnis was so uncouth that he cannot find a better word than motherfucker while carrying the Lombardi trophy past players and fans. This happened after Super Bowl 51 on February 5th, 2017. Obviously, Fox was unaware because it was not bleeped. Well, it was live. How could they have bleeped it?
Well, they're supposed to have delay. I don't know why they wouldn't delay something like that.
He told fans and players to kiss it. Kiss this motherfucker. Tongue kiss it. I mean, really? And all while staring into camera. He actually wrote out, I mean, really? I mean, really? There's another Willie McGinnis. There's a bunch of just him swearing.
So they're just mad at him? That's it?
Mainly.
Fox for not bleeping it, I guess.
T-Mobile Super Bowl commercials from Jupiter, Florida. I think the T-Mobile Super Bowl commercials are extremely inappropriate for young audiences due to the sadomasochism innuendos.
Innuendos?
Innuendos. This is much worse than Janet Jackson's accidental exposure. I'm just glad it's a school night and my children went to bed since I live on the East Coast.
What was the T-Mobile thing again?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember.
With Christian Shaw, where she's on the phone and he's talking dirty about her overages.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
She gets off on being tortured by her cell phone company.
Oh, whatever. God. Wow. No sense of humor, lady.
T-Mobile aired two indecent sexual commercials during the Super Bowl. This is supposed to be a family event. The kids already have to leave during the sexually charged halftime show. But now they have to leave for the commercials?
The kids have to leave the room. Get out of the room, come back in the third quarter.
Families all over the country now have to explain BDSM to their kids.
No, they don't. You're an idiot if you explain BDSM to your kid.
Yeah, because your kid probably doesn't even grasp the concept of what that's
not.
About.
It went over the kid's head. That's the point of it.
But they knew what BDSM was.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, lady, what are you into?
And they stayed around for the halftime show, which, by the way, wasn't sexual at all.
No, it wasn't.
Except that she had, you know.
Showed her midriff.
Yeah, which people are bitching that.
I know.
Someone body shamed her.
My sister said the only thing she could look at was the fact that she had some extra weight in the middle. But I heard that from a few people, and so did Gaga, and she excoriated them.
Yeah.
I think Gaga should have just shut up. Why do you want to bring it up?
Yeah, let it go.
Exactly.
You know, on the high road.
In front of 111 people.
You know, you got to come to Pittsburgh. You got to come to play for 6 minutes.
Last year flashed before you at all. It was almost the same situation.
Deja vu all over again. Listen, we like to pause for a minute. Listen, guys, we waited for one whole year to get this trophy. And it means so much to everybody in here. But I don't think, you know, it'll go without a doubt. This thing belongs to Mr. Rooney. It belongs here. And let's see if we can bring this damn thing back here next year, along with the fucking Super Bowl. Here
we go. That's great.
Oh, man.
Did you want to play the clip from Sunny in Philadelphia, or do you want to save it?
How long is it?
Too long. Let's just say
long. Is it long?
Drew's tired.
I can watch
that yawn spoke volumes.
It did. Yeah, we should wrap it up. A grandson fakes his own kidnapping, texting a photo showing him bound and beaten in the woods to get his grandma to cough up $1,000 ransom. Nice. Would you pay $1,000 ransom for this guy?
Oh, hell no.
Here's grandma.
Oh, no.
What did he do? He faked his kidnapping.
He sent fake pictures of him bound and gagged.
Oh, my God.
Actually, if I was his grandma, I'd be relieved he had been kidnapped.
Yeah.
But the ransom was only $1,000.
Yeah, well.
Oh, good. He's kidnapped? Yay.
He knew grandma would only have $1,000, probably.
Oh.
Frightened woman contacted investigators who concluded that Kelly wasn't in Tennessee and the whole episode was a hoax. Through the investigation, we determined he was just trying to get money from his grandmother.
Mm.
Oh, here's another good picture of him. I'm surprised he'd do something like that.
Huh.
He looks so trustworthy.
Do his tats look like they're professionally
really
done? Or? Almost looks like he wrote on his forehead with ballpoint.
Yeah. Well, that's what the kidnappers did to him.
Oh.
Get out of my trailer. I won't get out.
I just like the way they looked.
During questioning, Kelly maintained he had actually been kidnapped.
Mm. If he called me on the phone, I was like, Mom, I'm kidnapped.
Like, who is this?
They won $1,000.
I'd pretend my phone dropped the call like 100 times.
I can't hear you. Oh, my God. What a jackass. Why do people tattoo their foreheads? It's just such a bad idea in terms of future employment.
His eyes are kind of wide space. He may be maybe a fetal. I don't know.
In other words, he wasn't going anywhere anyway. So
I didn't,
why not?
I don't think he's going to get
a big
engineering firm job or something.
I agree. And asking for $1,000 ransom just tells how low he's thinking.
And that you're willing to snooker your grandma out of money.
And poor grandma.
Yeah.
Okay.
Poor thing. It's her DNA, though.
That's true. One generation removed. Oh, well. Okay. So, anyway, have a great weekend, everybody. I'm trying to think if there's any other important business we need to pass along.
Yeah.
Other than check out the Facebook page.
Yeah.
Enjoy all our wonderful advertisers.
The website.
How many downloads? What is the record that you...
108,000. Yeah, 108,000.
Wow.
3 weeks ago. And we haven't even counted since then, so it could be more. Who knows?
Wow.
I've been watching the Daily. How have the dailies been, Jay?
I've been doing other stuff, so I haven't checked it.
We're so busy.
I checked them. They're awesome.
Show meeting.
We normally can't even count all our downloads. We're too busy.
Yeah.
And there's too many downloads to count. So
understandable.
Bit of a problem. Just other than dealsindeed.com, of course, deserves a mention. Our studio sponsor. And visit all advertisers if you need them, of course. And follow me on Twitter. Visit Trudy at 94.7 WCSX. Trudy and Jim, anything special going on tomorrow? Have you had any good interviews this week?
Besides the one you were telling us
more
about.
Krim,
yeah.
And let's see, talk to the dog whisperer.
Cesar Milan?
They barked right at that very second.
Yeah.
It's like a sponsorship.
Wow, that's crazy.
Cesar Milan, who has a new show.
Oh, the dog whisperer.
Yeah, don't ask me what it is. And a book, I think. And
we've been trying to get Gene Simmons ever since you had him, and Maz swears we're so close.
Really? Oh, yeah. That's great.
I know.
Yeah.
I hope it
Gene's
happens.
Gene's got things to promote. Why wouldn't he want to be?
Yeah, I don't know what the delay is. We could have, if we'd been willing to work till 9 o'clock tonight, which I'm not, because that would make us like go 3.5 hours.
Right.
We could talk to the two girls who are giving blowjobs to anyone who... Follow them on Twitter because the Patriots won.
Yeah.
They're porn stars. And apparently they say they're going to pay off. Did the girls in the election who said if you voted for so-and-so?
Well, the Italian one is. She's been doing that.
They're actually
tour.
Giving people blowjobs.
Yeah, she's been doing that tour.
Yeah, Madonna said she would.
All right. Right.
She's too busy
rocked the house
stealing,
that night.
Stealing two more kids.
Yeah, two four-year-olds. She's 58. Come on.
I know. Although it's I think about it. Can you imagine being those four-year-olds? Because then they took a private plane to New York City. How your mind just been fucking blown.
That's kind of
leaving Malawi, and now you're on a private. They probably think it's probably like Travolta's kid.
Yeah, they're gonna be surprised when there are people on a plane. They go, "What are those people doing on the plane?"
New York must commercial blow flight. Their mind too.
And then now they're gonna have nannies. They're gonna have to boss adults around.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
they won the lottery.
Weird. She has two other kids she adopted, and she's got two kids already. What is she doesn't raise these kids, does she?
Well, Lourdes is gone. She's out of the house. Rocco's living with Daddy.
That's right.
I don't know where David is.
Yeah.
But really, how involved is she, do you think, with all this troop of children?
I think someone else raises him for her.
Yeah.
I mean, it's my guess. I think she just wants the credit. Sure. Like, look, I took this kid out of poverty, and you know, and if he fucks up, then she'll never talk about him again.
Oh yeah.
She'll return him like Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah. Rosie is going to do Saturday Night Live.
Is that official? Is she really?
Is that really happening? Because I was pissed when she said she wanted to. Because I'm like, nobody asked you.
Nobody asked her.
No one asked you.
I don't know if they took the bait.
It was an online thing to have her play Steve Bannon.
Oh, let's go on. And...
Oh, please. When has she been a good impersonator? Never. Is she known for that? No.
Yeah, she's
doing... Oh, I know. When she pretended she was in love with Tom Cruise.
Oh yeah. That was pretty good acting.
That was a great acting job, really.
Wow, that was...
She acted like she needed Ellen's cushion changer.
Yeah, for Tom Cruise.
That guy showed up. He's like, this cushion's totally dry. What are you talking about, Rosie? Anything, it's drier. So anytime they spilled something in the office, they sat it down in her chair when Tom Cruise was coming in to dry off.
Oh, boy. I hope to hell they do not take her up on that. That would be... I could be very upset by that.
Melissa McCarthy's bit already. She's already doing a male...
And she was great. Why should Rosie come in and do a shitty job and spoil the whole thing?
Well, because she's got that feud with him. She's dying to get back at him.
If she was good at impersonating people, I would say, yeah. But she's every time I see her in anything, it's like, oh, there's Rosie O'Donnell playing blank.
Well, I think the idea is the internet wanted a female to play Bannon because apparently Trump got really mad that a female played Sean Spicer.
Do we know that's true, though?
It works once.
It makes him look weak.
It works once.
It's just one of the leaks out of the White House. Probably fake news.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, have a good weekend, and we'll see you Monday. So I guess that's about it. And listen to Trudy and Jim on 94.7 WCSX. Anything tomorrow? Anything special tomorrow?
Yeah, pretty sure we're doing sort of like the...
Fake! You are fake news.
I put Trudy on the spot, and she tried
to
comply.
She tried.
But she has nothing to promote.
No, I do.
It's a very ordinary...
You're giving away that great prize.
We're doing doghouse stories, and see? I stole that
you
bit
from
me.
Oh, that's okay. No, I'm glad you stole. We can't take calls like that, so
that's good. We can take emails. We don't have anything to give away.
You're on the show. You can steal something.
Thank you. Sorry.
Sweet. That's really funny.
No, but people...
It was just your mouth. It was just opening. It was about to come out, and it's like, I can't say this.
I realize I'm saying it to your face, the person who made it up.
Stop it.
Hey, it'll be good. That's a great bit.
People really were really liking it, you know.
And I can't do it, so why not?
Okay.
Someday we'll have phones. Anyway.
Just put my next paycheck into the phone bank.
It's not the whole paycheck. It's only one day. Jeez. Okay, cool, Trudy. So we'll see you next Thursday, and we'll see you Sunday night. So that's it. See you.
See you.